In a Don and Mike Show contest, how about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. 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 Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, everybody. Come on, you know him. He's the smiling host of MTV's TRL.
Oh, baby.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Spy Report.
Spy Report.
And all the ships at sea. Well, perhaps you saw them skating hand-in-hand last night at Rockefeller Center. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We were just standing there waiting to have our picture taken by that big, dumb tree.
Yeah.
How come they wouldn't let us walk on the concrete with our skates?
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday, December 11th. Here's your phone number. December 11th, the day that we'll live in infamy.
Oh, man.
But I'll have to tell you about it later. Here's the phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. And New York, your hotline is 877-692-1027. Glad to be back in New York, especially during the holidays with all the junk up and all the people out. And the
city's got a nice festive feel to it.
Yeah. Last night, I especially enjoyed coming back to the city because it would be the last time that I was dropped off. And what, for the last time, I will be able to say is my apartment building.
Yes, as you were getting out of the cab, you used your standard line. If you lived here, you'd be home now. And I said, well, I will next time. And you said, I know. And then the door to the car closed and you were gone. Yeah, I have to go finalize the paperwork this afternoon.
Ah, great. So, hi, everybody. I do have to tell you something about Amtrak again, though. And, you know, we love Amtrak, and they help us out with all the travel on the show.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? I think I know what you're going to talk
1-800
about.
1-800-USA-RAIL.
They're good people.
Great people.
You know, I've talked about this endlessly, that I know the shortcut. When you get to Union Station, the train station in D.C., a way that you can just get around all the security, and you take a little secret elevator, and you go down to a little secret hallway, and
you're the secret man.
You end up right down there on the platform where the Acela train is going to take off. Well, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, as it turns out, there was a brother down there who was having sex with a big, fat, sloppy chick.
Right.
And I saw it when I came down the secret stairway, and Rob saw it, as a matter of fact, a few moments later, when he came down the same secret stairway.
Right.
So what are the odds of this? Yesterday, I get to the Union Station, park, I get out, I take the secret elevator, I am coming down the stairs, I open the door, and it's the same guy.
Who is this guy?
He is. It's a brother. Kind of looks like Bobby Brown.
Right.
Celebrity
right.
Most resembles.
Right. Yeah.
He has his shirt off. He has his pants around his ankles.
Oh, my.
Underpants around his ankles. And there's another woman, much hotter than the first time.
Right.
Who is giving him an oral.
Oh, my.
Now, I open the door and I go... Children, not again. And he looks at me and he goes, my man. My God, I said, is this your regular time? Is this, am I intruding on some type of schedule here?
Yeah, I'm sure it's his schedule.
And he said, no, it's good, it's all good. And while this is going on,
she's still not even looking up?
No, she is...
breaking the seal?
Yeah, the seal has remained intact.
Oh, my God.
And nice. As I walked by again, I had my little bag with me. I walked by sideways. I said, excuse me, good day to you, sir.
My God.
And he said, see ya.
Wow. That's pretty amazing that's happened now twice.
No evidence of that by the time I got there, but I wish you had called me or I might not have used the hand.
And after you guys very nicely showed me all the secret ways, the passageways, of course, I go into your little kiosk and get hopelessly lost, start heading down the stairs, realize I don't know what I'm doing, and went back over to the escalator.
Yeah, when Don goes to the train station, it's like the game of Clue.
Yeah, exactly. Because Don and I came into the parking lot at the exact same time.
Yeah, Colonel Mustard and who's someone else from Clue?
Major BJ.
Well, I don't know who this Amtrak employee is. I don't even know if he listens to this show, but I just want to say more power to you, because apparently this guy gets laid.
He's having fun.
Apparently, every Monday at approximately 3:30 in the secret hallway at Union Station, this guy is either getting full coitus or getting oral.
Lucky guy. Having a good time.
I just want to say to him, good morning and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Okay. Listen, we think we have a developing situation at radio station WJFK.
Okay.
We talked about this last week, the fact that the station, without a doubt, the cheapest station in the nation.
Right.
That they weren't going to have a Christmas party. Then they were going to have a Christmas party, but it was only going to be for employees, no spouses, no girlfriends, no boyfriends, and it was going to be a cash bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we bitched about it on the air, and they changed it. And as it turns out now, it's not a full-blown Christmas party. It says on the invitation, cocktail party.
Right. Yeah, it's a little cocktail party in the afternoon. I mean, the evening, early evening.
Yeah, with hors d'oeuvres. And so, you know, we can't bitch about that because, listen, they were going to have nothing for the employees of the station.
And now spouses are invited and it's all free and, they've done something.
We yelled and screamed and made a deal about it. And then today when I arrived to work here at NEW, I got a piece of info, some reconnaissance from Guy Birdley.
Yeah. Well, I heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else, so I can't vouch for the accuracy of this, but I hear there's some kind of rift and possibly some kind of boycott afoot among some of the people back at WJFK.
Now, why would that be? And who is one of the people that is allegedly boycotting the party?
Again, just a rumor, but I hear Miss Bobby was among those planning to boycott the get-together.
I have a little insight on this.
Good. I'm eager to hear.
Well, Miss Bobby came out on Saturday night to see the band and came out because a number of people were saying that was the unofficial, and there's some word for it, Christmas party, where the rogue Christmas party was there, as it turned out, just Miss Bobby and just Joan, and Jessica Biel and Lisa were there. Hey, Colette, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Is Miss Bobby there?
Yeah, I believe.
Can we talk to her, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
But I talked to Miss Bobby Saturday night, and I think she indicated to me she was very upset about everything that had gone on with the Christmas party.
Mm.
So felt that until there was pressure put on them, that things really hadn't worked out.
That's true. We'll find out now. I don't know if Bobby will go on the air with us or not. She's the business manager. Right. Hey, Bobby?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
I'm a very busy person.
Listen, I know you're very busy, but just tell me, are the rumors true that I'm hearing that you are boycotting the Christmas party?
I wouldn't exactly call it boycotting.
But you're not going?
I'm not going.
What? Why? Aww. Why are you now? Why are you not going? Come on, Bobby. Why are you not going?
I don't have a babysitter.
No, come on.
No, hey,
come on. Come on. Sam's not that young anymore.
Sam's old enough to babysit.
For goodness sake, Sam is like Britney Spears. For God's sake, she's grown up so quickly. Your daughter, Sam. What's the real reason?
Just not into it, I guess.
Now, come on. You got to rat someone out here. Who are you mad at so that you're boycotting the Christmas party?
Well, it's not on a weekend. In our tradition for 14 years, no matter where we had it, it was always on a weekend.
It's true.
Yeah, and it's on a night where everybody has to be back at work the next
week. It's on a Thursday night. But still, there's more to it than that, isn't there?
And it's a cocktail party.
And it's not. And it's
it
a cocktail.
It was the last minute.
And it was the last minute.
Yeah.
So who are you, officially, if you had to assign the blame, it's someone for the reason that... And for me, the Christmas party ain't going to be a Christmas party without Miss Bobby.
No, Mr. Bobby's got to be there.
No, you know, because at some point, I without fail, I always get a nice big wet kiss from Miss Bobby. And I know, Rob, you get the...
There's the matter of the boozy kiss, Bobby. We're going to miss that.
Yeah, what are we going to do without your boozy year-end kiss, Miss Bobby?
I'll send one.
So now, really...
I'll send it with... Joe Ardinger.
Now, really?
Yeah, you were partying with Joe Ardinger Saturday night, were you?
I hear I was.
I didn't mention that. Miss Bobby was on Saturday night feeling just a tad festive. Sorry,
now,
I missed that.
Bobby, I also hear something that involves the salespeople, that you're in some way angry at the sales staff.
I'm angry at the sales staff?
That was part of the rumor.
That was part of the rumor I heard.
You know, with the whole Christmas party and everything.
Yeah, Buzz heard some rumors, Miss Bobby.
No, more than usual.
Okay. Well, it's all third hand.
All right,
anyway.
Do you know who else? Are you the only one boycotting the Christmas party?
I wouldn't exactly call it a boycott.
But not going to the Christmas party?
Who's not going, Miss Bobby, that you know of? Is Joan?
I'm not really sure. I mean, Tammy took a head count yesterday. She would know.
Is Joan going?
See, Bobby's got people lined up on her side. See,
yes, of course.
What you don't know about Miss Bobby is that we've had her on the air for the whole 10 years we worked at the station.
Right.
She really runs the station.
Now, we should also say, before we make this all Miss Bobby, that we are firmly on her side about this. I mean,
of course.
We are not happy with the fact that all this stuff went down at the last minute, that they had to modify it, that they, you know, that it's been on a weekend night. It's very frustrating.
But there is at least a party. But,
yeah.
But the thing is, Miss Bobby is the most powerful person
in the world.
Inside the world. Well, no. You think in the world, I think inside the radio station, she is the most powerful person. And if Bobby, with her underground network, goes to people and says, listen, don't go to this party, no one's going to show up.
Let me tell you something. The other night, when Crap was playing Miss Bobby, I introduced Miss Bobby as a celebrity in the crowd. I didn't even mention anybody else that was there.
Let me just ask you this. Is the latest station romance going? Is the latest station affair going? Are the latest two people who are allegedly having an affair going?
One of double check on that.
Okay, do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know the couple that goes to Dunkin' Donuts every day?
I do.
You do.
What's your theory? How do you weigh in on that, Miss Bobby?
Not a chance.
Well,
they sure do spend a lot of time together.
It's been noticeable.
Yes.
They walk in and out of the building together.
Right.
You know, who knows? For all we know, they're going to that Breezeway Motel. And then
the Motel around the corner.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then they're just stopping at the Dunkin' Donuts just for a cover to get a cup of coffee.
Hey, Miss Bobby, is there anything we could do to change your mind about going Thursday night? We're going to be there, you know.
Is your band going to be there?
No.
Yeah,
your band is actually quite good.
Yes, thank you, Miss Bobby.
Quite good.
Yes, they are.
Come on, Bobby. What can we do to get you to go to the Christmas party? Because, see, if you go, all of the other people, all of the other lemmings who follow you, blindly follow you, they'll come as well.
Blindly follow me, right?
It's kind of like when Don decided he was going to go, we all decided we were going to go.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, you got. He's the big man. I told you.
And you're the big man.
I said to Miss Bobby, she said, are you going? I said, I have to wait till the boss man decides.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going. Fred and I are going. What the hell?
And Laura and I are going now.
I mean, you know, we bitched about it a
lot. I'm going.
Right. So we got to go.
that's good to hear because I actually thought you weren't going to go.
Now listen, so does that change your mind at all?
Well, it does to some degree.
There you go.
Okay, please. Good. All right, Miss Bobby, yes.
Actually, I'm going to work on that.
Okay,
good.
You pass the word to the underground to show up at this party.
But I hope they have some, like, real food and not that veggie...
Finger food.
No, I think it's...
Veggie sushi.
It's going to be like a deli platter.
Brenna told me this place is really, really nice.
Yeah, but...
Great.
But the... Lady Slim Jim told me
Rob was doing his Brenna impression.
You're going to love it. It's great.
Why don't we
supposed to be a very hip location. dedication to having.
Very, very happy.
Why don't we just have the party in Britta's tanning booth?
No. We could never fill that.
In Britta's instant skin cancer booth.
Is Ken Stevens going to be there, Ms. Bobby?
Well, actually, I think he was very instrumental in us even having one at all.
Oh, because he's such a great friggin' guy. Please. Jesus Christ.
So all I think he probably is.
Right, Santa. Santa Ken.
Yes.
All right, Bobby. Well, listen, we just heard that there was a bit of unrest at the station. We want to make sure that you're coming to the party.
Yeah,
and
Don, you know there's never unrest at the station.
There's always unrest there. And you tell your followers that they should join us as well.
Okay.
Please. Okay.
Will do.
And my best to the Dunkin' Donuts lovers.
That's okay.
Here's to international relations.
Who I won't mention by name.
And thanks for coming out to see the band Saturday night, Miss Bobby.
They were great.
Thank you.
And tell Andy and Donna I said hi.
I will.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
See you later.
Other problem solved.
See you later.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, that's it. You know what? Only one man in this room could say he's going and would make her go. And I'm looking at him.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah.
Right
well,
there.
I live for that.
You got it going on with her.
I live for that.
Hey,
boozy
Donna
kiss.
Mike.
I'll buy you some chapstick.
Thank
hello.
You,
hey, Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, I got two items to tell you real quick, all right?
Sure.
And my girlfriend works for a brokerage firm. I don't want to say which one.
Okay.
But they took money, like, out of their pay, like, every week to have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Then they donated the money to the September 11th fund, which wasn't that bad.
Right.
But now they're telling them if they want to have a party, they got to bring their own booze and their own alcohol. I mean, their own food.
But if they came out and they said that the money for the Christmas party... But you know what? If it's a big company... The money ought to come
sucks.
Out of the profit
that
to go
sucks.
To the September 11th fund.
That right? sucks.
I know.
All right, that's a good point.
We need. We said this last week. We need Christmas parties and things like that more now than ever.
Absolutely.
More than ever.
Hey, I got one more thing for you.
All right, what?
I don't know if you've heard of me, but I'm the guy that has been calling up the national programs on TV and mentioning your name. I'm on CNBC. I'm Larry King Live. I got on CNBC, and I recorded them, and I want to know if I could send them to you if you want to hear it.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Bring them in.
I got two tapes and two CDs. Which do you want?
The CDs.
CDs. Send the CDs in.
CDs?
Yeah.
CDs
nuts?
Yes.
CDs.
Yes.
CDs nuts. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I F you.
Merry
we
Christmas.
Walked right into that, didn't we?
Yeah, but we didn't walk in like, I mean, it wasn't that big a deal. In my opinion.
It was to him.
Well, executed. It was to him, but I mean, we were kind of like, yeah, all right.
It was to him.
I mean,
for
you
God
know
sakes.
What would have been a big deal if we were real excited about the fact that he called national television shows
about
it?
But that happens a lot. We have those tapes a lot, which is why we just said,
send the city, and then he just went, you know, into some sort of.
We'll add it to the
Tasmanian devil reaction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He was proud.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if you heard about this website. You probably heard about it, but I just turned the radio on. It's called bangbus.com. Have you read that yet?
Yeah, O&A have talked about that on their
bangbus.com,
show.
Bangbus.com, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I've been working, so I'm out to lunch right now.
The one that we endorse on this show, the unofficial site of this show is, you got a pencil?
Yeah.
All right, it's one word, but S-E-A.
Uh-huh.
T-L-O-V.
Uh-huh.
E-R.
Okay. .com. Okay.
Go to that website for all the inside info on the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or go to Rob's site.
This is Morty from Baltimore.
Go to bigotbus.com.
Bigotbus. Yeah.
That's Rob's site. Hello.
Hey, it's Morty from Baltimore. How you doing?
Hey, Marty. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Morty?
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Oh, come on. You're just doing a...
This is your buddy Morty from Baltimore.
No, you're just doing
Morty.
Just doing a Baltimore accent there,
Morty
huh?
with it. Well, it was Marty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Morty B.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, thanks.
Hey, I want to tell you that my company has the crappiest policy as far as the holidays.
Yeah, really?
You're kind of hard here. We get 6 days, sick days that we can take during the year.
Right.
And at the end of the year, if we don't use them, they go ahead and pay them to us anyway as a Christmas bonus. But if you use them, you're screwed. You don't get anything.
Do you get regular vacation time as well?
It's your vacation time, yeah, but you get like one week a year.
That's great.
Well, then, you know that I gotta say that's not a bad deal.
So if you stay healthy all year, you get a bonus at the end of the year.
Yeah, if you stay healthy, you're fine. But you know,
right. Well, that would let everyone in this room out, though.
That would mean most people in this room would owe the company money.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey. Oh, did I
forget? Up job, man.
Did I forget that again today? Hello to Buzz.
No, I said hello when we talked about the Christmas party.
Hi, Buzz. It's Morty from Baltimore.
Hi, Morty. There he is.
Good job, Buzz. Keep it up.
Thank you. Are you the guy who calls every day to say hi to Buzz?
Every week, yeah.
God bless you, sir.
Every week. Okay, thank you, my friend.
All right, bye.
See you later. Now, listen, I know that we're getting close to Christmas. Something else I want to bring up on the show, and I want all you guys to take notes, especially you, Mike.
What do I do?
No, it's about tipping. It's about tipping.
Right.
I have this lecture every year, and every year you F it up in some way. I want to find out right now, it's very important, are you going to tip the following people? Are you going to tip your garbage man? Mike?
You know, this year I know my garbage man personally. I know the guy that owns the company, and he actually he owns the company, and it's such a small company that he occasionally works the trucks. So the answer would be yes, I am going to tip my trash guy.
Are you going to tip, and I've told you for years, this is the most important one, your mailman?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to tip the mailman.
Okay. Are you going to tip your newspaper carrier?
Christmas tip?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's dangerous.
May I explain why?
That's dangerous.
I'd like to know. Every time I get my bill for my newspapers, I give him a 50% tip.
Oh, well, there you go.
I tip my paper person $20 every bill I get. That works out, seriously, over the year, that works out to, like,
a
serious amount of cash.
Does that go to him or does that go to the company?
I am told it goes to him because they keep the service I get is so exemplary that I think it goes to him.
Because, you know, the...
When he puts carrier tip in there, and you know something, this goes out to my paper guy, who I don't see because it's 5:15 in the morning when you drive through. Let me tell you this. If it's not going to you, leave me a note and let me know, and I'll give you a big Christmas tip.
Because I know that my paper
service is so... It's such a different level, you know. And I know my wife, you know how we've talked before about I don't tip the paper for the mail person?
Right, mistake.
My wife has actually had the mail people from the post office into our house to teach them how to do eBay. So we have a good relationship, but I think my wife tips the paper person. The mail person, I'm going to have to check on that. And, you know, I have to say with all of this, I hope I remember.
I have a question about the...
Because you are a bad man in that regard.
I'll write it down.
Many years you come in afterwards.
I'm an exemplary tip person. I tip very, very well.
When you tip?
When
you're being... that you forget.
When you're being reimbursed...
No.
No,
you tip.
Let me just say this.
You tip as well as you remember your sunglasses.
Okay. No, I tip in restaurants. I tip.
You are an extra good tip.
I tip over the top in restaurants.
But in a restaurant is one thing, but the people who come to your house.
I've always told you, that's something that I have forgotten over the years. Now, we're both guilty of the Amtrak tipping situation where we didn't tip last night on Amtrak, but that was you see everybody handing the money out on Amtrak.
They don't do anything for you.
Well,
why would you tip on Amtrak?
Well, because you that's the thing you do.
Huh. But listen,
I have tipped on Amtrak. I have not tipped on Amtrak.
I have, and I bring this up because I have a question now because we have the apartment, right. Soon to be the Mike apartment as well.
I don't have to tip this year.
No, you don't. Now, I've already mentioned, and I love saying this on the radio to give all my guys who work at our house to let them know, garbage men, each of you. $50.
Right.
My mailman, Chris, how much did I give him last year?
You gave him $2,000.
Oh, I think you gave him $50.
$50.
But I got a question. Is it okay to give your mailman a bottle of booze?
Yeah.
If it's a nice bottle of booze?
Yeah, but give him money.
I mean, if he likes booze, though.
But who doesn't?
You don't know my mailman.
Who doesn't like money?
I guess.
My Washington Post kid as well. Actually, he's not a kid. He's one of these like 80-year-old guys.
Comes in a car, right?
That drives a big station wagon.
Yeah.
$50 for him as well. So you know that you guys are all going to be taken care of, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've let you.
You get my look about the paper guy.
Yeah.
All right. You want to shortchange him?
Shortchange him?
Yeah. You got about $300 to come up with before you approach my.
Well, team. All right. Listen. Excuse me, Mr. 3 mile driveway because the guy actually comes up your 3 mile driveway to put the newspaper on your doorstep every day.
I can get my paper in my underwear.
And
that is a luxury that you can't replace.
And furthermore,
put a price on that.
Let me just say to my newspaper guy, I might tip you a little more And I don't ever rat him out. I never call and rat him out. But I don't know how many times I got a Saturday or a Sunday morning. It's like 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. There's no paper.
Oh, never
would. But I still don't call and rat him out.
I never get it late. If I don't get it, I'm not getting it. So right. what I think is that there's somebody else that occasionally will sub for this guy, and that's when I don't get it at all. But my service has just been, and the mail service that we get is incredible. This year, I'm going to heed your advice. I'm going to tip the garbage guys. But you know what? How do you do it logistically?
Well, what you do is...
I mean, I'm never there when they pick up the trash.
I see them all the time, every Monday.
Your schedule, it's not my schedule. They pick up the trash at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you put an envelope on the top of it. You tape an envelope to the top.
Oh, my neighbors will steal that.
No, come on. No, they won't.
I've done this where you put a note on. It says, please come to the door. And they know why they're coming to the door, and they're glad to do it.
Mike doesn't want garbage men coming to his store.
Please come near the garage.
Certainly not.
My God.
Hello, help.
Next.
How may we help you? Oh, my lovely, the garbage man's coming up the 3-mile driveway.
What's next? Invite the gardener in to sit in the kitchen and eat his lunch?
They approach the door near the cocking of a shotgun.
So here's the...
it's not far from the truth.
Here's the question. Because I've told you guys for years, you got to tip these people. Sure. You got to take care of them. But now I'm in a real quandary. Because we got the apartment here in the city. Mm-hmm. Now... The guy, there's two different guys in the door. There's the guy in the door when I go to work in the morning, and the guy at the door when I come home in the evening.
Right.
Okay? So I'm thinking I light each of them up with like $50.
Right.
Then you got the girl at the desk, who's at the concierge desk in the morning.
The nice lady with the brown hair?
Well, there's quite a few nice ladies with brown hair.
Oh, okay.
And then there's another nice lady. Oh, I'm going to love having you live there. There's another nice...
I ate it already.
There's another nice lady who's there in the afternoon. But I noticed when
I've seen her.
When I went to... Shut up. When I went to the a building last night, I saw that they have a list. It says... And this is how they get you. It says, happy holidays from your building staff.
Uh-oh.
And I got a list of about 75 people on there.
Okay?
All right. So my question, being as I've not been in this situation, is I'm not going to give each person who I don't know, like the dickhead that cleans the carpets and stuff.
You shouldn't. Now, what you should have in that situation is an employee holiday fund that you can contribute to, and I'm surprised that you haven't got any circumstance like that. Normally what they will do is they will ask, especially if they rely on it for the holidays as part of their bonus structure, which you've indicated that they do.
Yeah.
You should be able to give a donation to the employee holiday fund, and then by seniority it's usually broken down as to who gets what.
My thought is I want to take care of the guy who, you know, opens the door for me in the morning and always is very nice and personable, and the guy at night who says welcome home, and the two girls at the front desk.
I got an idea.
And the rest of them,
you're not going to get it. First of all, if you walk up to the individual people and say, hey, what is customary in this situation, you will not get a straight answer.
No, I'm just going to slip them. He's like $50.
That's the way to go. What you should do is get an idea from anybody that works in a building here in Manhattan exactly what the protocol is for that type of thing. Because it's been my experience that holiday funds like that, when you're working like at a golf club or something like that, you're not going to get a straight answer. Right. Especially like when it comes to a caddy that's caddying for you when
you're
golfing.
They're going
to
lowball
themselves. They're terrified. They're going to lowball. It's like, yeah, that'll be fine.
I'm going to give the two guys at the front door $50 each, and give the two girls at the front desk.
Well, that's
$50
a good
each.
Idea if you want to have like a big stain out in front of your apartment. You know, when the guy finds out that you didn't tip him.
Well,
you know?
I'm not going to tip the Ted Bundy looking guy. And you'll see him too. The guy who runs the big floor polisher. The guy who looks like he's there on a work release program from some kind of penal institution.
Now, didn't the doorman at one point earlier in the year say to you, "Don't tip me now. Just remember me at Christmas."
Yes. So, one day when I was getting in a cab.
Doesn't that seem that like maybe 50 might be a little light? Because I think you said we're going to try and throw him 20 that night. And they might want even more than that.
You got it. We have to get calls from around New York from people that work in buildings that know what's going. How many people seriously do you say were on that list? Like 75?
75 people. But I deal with four. I'm going to tip four of them.
Hey,
Dave. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Hey, I'm a satellite installer, and you know, I find a lot of times people don't remember us when we're on the roofs and the ice, and they appreciate the TV when it's
No, you know,
yeah, you get paid more than those people.
No, you don't. You're greedy. No need to tip a cable guy.
Cable guy.
Utility.
It's a one-shot deal. Put the satellite in and you're gone.
No need to tip the cable guy. Sorry, you don't win.
What I've read about tipping etiquette recently, especially holiday tipping etiquette, is that you should do it early so that they have a chance to spend it. And if they don't have a fund that you're building, like you said, I think you should only tip the people you have contact with.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. But I don't know how much to give them, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I won tickets to see Britney Spears this weekend in New Orleans.
Hey, lucky guy. Wow, that's...
My solution is I'm going to take my headphones with me and download some really good, like, 70s Superfly porn soundtracks. Listen to that while she's...
That's hysterical. So you're listening to porn music while you're at a Britney Spears concert.
That's good. You just have to watch it, though. You might get arrested because you get a stiffy. You'd be surrounded by, like, 12-year-old girls.
The wood police.
Yeah, they come up and you go, Mommy, look what that man has in his pants.
Man, he's pitching a tent.
I arrested for third-degree turgidity.
All right, as our pet of the year said he's going camping.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Kenny.
Yeah, hi, Kenny.
How you doing? I live on 29th Street, Manhattan. I don't live in a fancy hotel, but I live in a nice place, security. I tip my front door guy $200 at Christmas.
Wow.
Because I don't tip him in and out every day. I give him $200 at Christmas, and I take care of all the people that, you know, really do personal stuff for me, like the maintenance people, those type of people that I have contact with. I don't take care of the nighttime porters and all of that, but the people that I come in contact with that come in my apartment.
Sounds like an answer to your question.
Those type of people.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike Show, $200.
Yeah. Wow.
Christ. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Franco from the Bronx.
Hi, Franco.
How you doing?
Hi.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I know. My sister's father-in-law is a doorman, an ex-doorman down in the city, and he gets the largest sum of $50. I mean, they were throwing them $200.
No, he's saying the largest you tip a doorman is $50.
The most you get? Well, we just heard a guy tips him $200.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't go tipping. You're going to be broke by the time you get done tipping everybody in the building.
Right. Yeah, all right, you're right. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
I'm going to just stick with the guys that I know.
And, you know, you might get off a little lighter because you're not a full-time resident.
Yeah, just do 100, and you've only been there part of a year.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mary, hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're okay, thank you.
I just want to tell you guys, I love the show. I listen to you every day at work.
Thanks.
And I live in Manhattan, and my dad is a big tipper. And so he is always, he gives, I think, about $100.
$100.
I think if you want to be safe.
I don't know
if
it's that good an idea to go shortchanging people in our building.
I definitely don't think so.
Mike, it's not your building yet.
So it begins.
And I want to say again.
It'll be your building.
I want to say again. There are 15 million people that live in this city.
Yeah.
And out of all the buildings, you had to pick mine.
Nice building.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, honey.
Very nice building.
What do you tip the Amtrak guys for? Because my father, I always get up on him because he's tipping everyone.
I'll tip a guy as much as $20 for a train ride.
But what do they do?
I don't tip them anything.
You mean the people that serve you food and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I think the only valid tip is when we do it to get down to the train.
That's like tipping a waitress on an airplane. You don't tip a waitress on the airplane.
It's pretty much known procedure on Amtrak that you're supposed to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Hey. Hey,
who is that? Who is the...
That was me.
Hi.
20%. Good enough.
Hey, I tip Harry.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, you know, $50 for a doorman is too light. Because if you think about it, you're going to tip a taxi driver $2 or $3 and you're never going to see the guy again. If you break it down, that's only $1 a week.
Okay. All right. You know, that's good.
You got to go like $2.50.
It's $2.50?
It's just added $50 into it.
$2.50?
Wow.
I mean, the guy opens the door for me.
Yeah, but $10 a week is $520, so you're getting off cheap at $2.50.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Oh,
hey, buddy.
Don, you're starting to, I mean, really, it's starting to get out of hand.
Yeah,
here.
Right. Hello.
Guys, it all depends on how exclusive your residence is. If you live in an upper-tier building, you're looking anywhere from $100 to $400, depending on how much contact you have with the person.
Well, listen, I'll just tell you, where I live and where my Mike is going to soon live. It's not an exclusive neighborhood at all. It's a regular neighborhood of Amsterdam and 67th Street. It's a nice building, but it's nothing, you know.
Amsterdam and 67th, I know that neighborhood. You're probably looking in the $50 to $200 range.
$50 to $200, though. Give me a.
This guy's making it up.
You know, this is like going to see a car salesman. Says, you know, the car will cost you anywhere between $15,000 and $25,000.
Brains had a good point as far as your part-time resident. You know, you're not there all the time. I think it's amount of of contact that you have with these individuals, and I think that $50 to $100 for this particular tip would be more than legitimate, though.
You should ask your dwarf and give half what he gets.
Hey, you know what? Excellent. Ask
your dwarf.
I'm going to ask Danny the dwarf.
Yeah.
That's the solution. I will ask him tonight.
And you live there about half the time he does, so cut it in half. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be okay.
Hello, Joe. Don and Mike show. Oh, we got to
do a
break. Hi, Joe.
How you doing? Nobody thinks about the oil man. You know, rain or shine, man. I'm always there. Nobody ever thinks of the oil man.
The oil man?
Yeah.
What the hell's an oil man?
The man who delivers the heating oil.
The heating oil, man.
I have a guy that delivers propane.
Hank?
The same thing.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm not tipping my oil guy.
You're giving me a 10 spot?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Silly morning zoo.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Hey, you guys forget one thing about the satellite, guys. In buildings, those big buildings, you have two things that I do this, so I know. There's two things that determine whether or not you get your satellite back when you lose it.
Yeah.
Number one, we have blocks and zones of if we know somebody there, then we'll put that ticket first. But more and more what we see is we see people when they're doing the cleaning on the outside, the custodial people, they may hit your dish. So you might want to take care of your satellite guy, too.
All right.
Better repair service.
Great. If you had to tip everyone that came to your home...
Why don't I just walk down the street and throw money left and right at everybody?
And I think something important is being left out. Don't forget to tip your favorite disc jockey.
Right.
And it costs enough to live in this city.
I know. Shut up. It's not cost you a dime yet.
I understand. Yes, it has.
Only because you live such an extravagant lifestyle. And you've not been reimbursed by the company yet. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're eating at Shelley's, and I'm going to goddamn AMP to get my dinner.
I understand this.
Hello. Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had a comment about the Washington Post. You guys said you tip on your bill every month.
Yes, that's
well,
Mike does that.
I do. Thing.
What?
I said, I've been doing the same thing for like 3 years now.
Right.
Giving like 75%. And I asked my news carrier the other day, she's a neighbor of mine, if she's been getting her tips, and she said she hasn't. So when I contacted the Washington Post, and they contacted her boss, he said he had no record of it, that he'd been giving it to them. So I'm just giving her the money directly now. Yeah. Because I think the guy's
yeah, I base it on my service, and I say that once again. The early delivery time when I get my papers so early that I frighten them if I wait for them out there, but I might actually do that and find out if they're getting my tips. Maybe I'll do that on an early morning when I'm coming in.
Hello, Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. Are you there, Jerry? That was an exterminator.
Excuse me. I waited up. Have you been taken care of?
Hey, and listen, I know that you did have an announcement. Yesterday, when we were on the way down here,
right?
Pretty much we all know what we're getting each other for Christmas now.
I got my, some people get their Christmas presents early. I got a great, great early Christmas present. My wife gave it to me.
And?
Yeah, she said she's going to stay married to me for another 6 months.
Great.
Oh, okay. Happy holidays, Mike.
Maybe three, but I think six.
Yeah, three with six. An option for
three
six.
Three with an option for still. Six, and I couldn't be happier.
That's great.
That's what she agreed to. I said, thank you, honey.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, she says. She's going to stick with it for another 3 to 6 months.
Great. Hello, Artie.
How are you?
Hi there.
I want to know if you guys took your landscaper.
I bet my wife does.
Sure.
I bet she does.
It's hard for me to think about tipping today when I know I'm good till St. Patrick's Day.
Because I do landscaping on the Staten Island, I get very cheap tips.
Yeah, well.
$5 or $10 a tip.
Yeah, I don't know. I think,
really, if you obsessed about tipping everyone you come in contact that provides a service for you, you'd go out of your mind.
I think I might give my landscaper, 600 or 700 pesos.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I think I might. How much is that in real money?
That's like $6.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. If I give my landscaper any money, it'll be giving it to myself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Yeah, come on. Your wife is out there driving the ditch witch and the whatever tractors you buy her.
I have to come up with something extravagant for her.
Hello.
Hello.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Welcome to the big city, boys.
Right. Hi.
You got to tip everybody.
You got to tip everybody.
Now, what, now, define everybody.
All right, man. Anybody you come in daily contact with.
Please.
Anybody
that's
that,
ridiculous.
Does that mean that Rob has to tip the CM down at the deli?
Yeah. Do I have to tip like
that's a good idea?
The Chinaman at the deli?
Well, the guy who delivers for you, yeah.
I'd pick it up myself. I mean, it's just...
I tip our pizza guy every time at our house.
The people in your building.
Like people a Christmas tip for your pizza guy?
No, what Mike is saying is, like, if the Domino's guy comes...
I overtip.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, you got too. To on that, but you don't do
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but I didn't do it before Don said he did.
But you don't give, like, a big gift at Christmas.
Are you kidding? You didn't tip your Domino's guy?
Never.
Really? You didn't? How could you not tip a Domino's guy?
Because, you know, I didn't. I forgot.
Wow.
I forgot.
That is such a bastard thing to do.
No, it's not. There was no malice. It's malice if you really... I mean, I have been tipping the pizza guy for about 5 years.
But before that, you mean if the guy came to the door and said it's $12, you would give him $12?
I'd give him like, $12 and get change. $13 a guest. I didn't know!
That's bad.
I really didn't know. I never thought of it in that term.
All right, one last call, and we got a break.
This sausage is chewy.
Here is John, who says he's a doorman. Hey, John.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
All right, I worked for the past 15 years in a very exclusive Brooklyn neighborhood, Cobble Hill, and I usually get $300 per apartment.
Well, you can kiss my ass. I'm like, goodbye, get out of here.
And he hangs up.
Give me $300, please.
I live in Brooklyn, don't worry about it.
$300, the girls who work behind the desk better give me some manual release.
A lot of money.
I mean, and I would pay for that.
But they don't offer that at your hotel, at your place?
No, they don't.
The fact, here's the deal. The fact, you know how you have to figure it out?
I just figured it out.
Exactly. You know when you always say to your guy, you're going to give him a tip?
Yeah.
And he says, wait till Christmas.
Right.
You figure out roughly how many times that's happened and what you would tip him.
Once. I said
then you owe him $10.
I said it to him once, and he said, take care of me at Christmas.
Right. You're free. But I mean, based on, not you said that to him once. I'm saying... All the times after that that you've had contact with.
Oh, then I own thousands of dollars.
Really?
Then I own thousands of dollars. I clear the lines. They're playing this on shows.
Makes your head hurt, doesn't it?
877-365-3636.
John.
Your national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027.
I just want goodwill in our building.
Be caller number 100 and we'll be... Shut up. I'm not yours yet.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure. Get
down, get down. Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, some of these instant feedbacks are funny. Don, if you don't tip your landscaper, he's going to tip Frida. There's one from Jeff. Hey, Don and Mike, you bastards, how about tipping the listeners?
Yeah, good idea.
I think $50 for each of us should do it. According to Osama Ken Laden, you will be getting off cheap. Oh, scroll down a little bit there, will you, Lisa, so I can read the computer. What's that one? There's someone else. Why don't you tip the listeners? Okay, scroll down. Can you stop talking about tips? We don't have enough money to tip ourselves, let alone other people. You are effing nuts. I would never tip someone who opens a door for me. You make the big dollars. Hell, you rolling in dough. Tip all the people that help you the most. $1.50. I think you meant $150.
Sure.
How about tipping me $200 for listening to your show?
Oh, my. Everybody wants money.
Don, Mike, you cheap bastard. Spread it around. Make up for all the cheapies like me who don't give anything. Don and Mike. Don, since you are going to the WJFK Christmas party, do you still want me to give your speech to the employees on your behalf? Your friend, Dennis Murphy.
Oh, Dennis Murphy. Dennis wants to go to the party.
Let me see. Dolomite, hold on. What do you tip a convict? My garbage is picked up by the Department of Corrections. What do I tip, a hacksaw or a file? Let me see. You should always tip your pizza delivery guy instead of cash. I give him a beer or two. Bangbus.com is great, but it's fake. The girls on Bangbus are on different sites than the guys on the bus. And finally, Rachel writes, a company in Tyson's Corner is not having a Christmas party. Instead, they're having a Ramadan party. What the F is that? If employees who believe in God, not Allah, do not attend the party, there will be a problem. It's freaking Christmas. Why the hell should us Americans have to celebrate Ramadan to make these Muslims happy?
What is that?
Happy after they terrorized our country. Let's all celebrate the same damn religion as Osama bin Laden. That's real good.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's
isn't
not
it?
All Muslim.
Is it?
Don't know.
It is. Is it an Islamic company based here in the States?
I don't know.
Weird.
Jeff writes, you think WJFK is cheap? My wife's company's having a holiday party in the afternoon at work, and everyone has to bring a dish. They're not even providing food or drink.
Bring a dish.
Botulism for Christmas.
I hate
bring a dish.
More cheese?
Okay, and then someone writes, do you guys work for Infinity Broadcasting? Yes, of course we work for Infinity Broadcasting.
That's right, to infinity and please. Beyond.
Okay, let's get a call. A call number 100. Are going crazy on the telephones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling 100.
Right, hey, hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Ken.
Hi, Ken, where are you from?
Jersey, Saddleburg.
Ken, caller number 100, and, listen to this. You got the DVD box set from The Sopranos.
Oh, nice.
The second season, the complete second season, now available at your nearest video store. We got a copy of it. It's pretty friggin' great.
Second season, they did that back when, 87?
Yeah, enjoy it.
Right.
Thank you, my friend, and thanks for listening.
Anytime.
Now, we have 3 Mercedes-Benz keys to go.
Very exciting.
For the C230... Mercedes-Benz compressor sports coupe are given away on Friday's show. Three more keys to go, and this is your last chance to go to a location and register to win a key. Today and today only, this is the last time we're going to be doing this, go to the Simply Wireless location at the Landmark Mall in Alexandria, Virginia, and in case you're wondering where they are, second level, okay?
Right.
Go to the Simply Wireless location at the Landmark Mall anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight. You don't have to buy dick. You don't have to do anything. And you just fill out an entry form, and if we pull your name out at random tomorrow, you will win a key that can start the car. And Rob says there's plenty of easy parking.
Sure.
Which means what?
They're going out today.
You have been obsessing on the parking for that party for how long? Now, what do you have intelligence that we don't have? You know about
what,
the parking
our
situation.
Our party?
Yeah, for our JFK party.
Yeah, no, he was talking about the parking mall. At the mall there.
I'm still mad about how I had to park at Pentagon City last week. What is with people that they panic? People really have to be out, or are they just going out to screw
Rob
each other?
Rob was indicating that for our Christmas party on Thursday night for WJFK, the parking will be in the neighborhood of $36.
That's my guess. It's Georgetown.
All right.
And I don't think Ken's validating.
Are we we're loaded up here?
Disc 3 and disc 4.
Disc 3 and 4, okay. Listen, on today's show, we're going to be playing a great new game in a couple of seconds. I'll tell you this. We've had people do this before with cell phones. We've had cell phone destruction.
Yes.
But for the first time ever, in a couple minutes on the show today, we're going to be doing home item destruction.
Everybody has an item at home that they're not fond of, something that's just giving them fits.
Now, I'm thinking if you got a sofa and you got one of the big-ass chainsaws.
Right.
You saw right through that baby. You want to bring your lawnmower into your living room?
Yes.
And do you want to actually mow down your carpeting?
Right.
Be my guest. You got a bunch of plates you want to throw against the wall?
Yeah,
TV,
go ahead. Your computer?
Yeah, your TV, your computer. No, Ralph, not your wife.
Okay, laying some ground rules.
Wives are not allowed.
And you can't throw plates at your wife.
No, you can't.
Don't make sure I'm not responsible for cleanup.
So yeah, right, absolutely. It's the home item destruction, and the best home item is going to get really good seats for WWF SmackDown.
Ah.
That's coming up, plus...
Please make sure there are no small children in the room when you destroy something.
Plus, Leah's coming on here in a couple of minutes.
Right.
Leah, the soon-to-be movie star.
Yes.
Really?
Found that out yesterday.
Very exciting.
We're going to ask her what she's getting us for Christmas. we do want to... We've got a whole file of Christmas stories that we want to share with you from time to time this week, the Christmas week. We've got from our file, Bob Hope's Sad Lonely Christmas.
I'm alone, but I'm winning.
We've got we can actually call Amsterdam for the Black Peter thing that we talked about recently. Let me see. Oh, here you go. Rob loves this one.
What?
I don't think we ever called this one.
What is it?
A Real White Christmas. Hitler Christmas card goes on auction block.
Oh, my God.
A Christmas card. Hey, Adolf Hitler.
Merry Christmas!
He was sentimental. Yeah.
Boy, how much are you going to bid for that, Rob?
Let me see. Then we got a guy who makes... Christmas tree beer. We've a guy who claims elves are real.
They are.
We have
that guy's sitting right across from you.
Hold on for a second. A guy who says that midgets, excuse me, dwarfs are they are in big demand to play elves during the holiday season.
Yeah, sure.
And this guy, he's the spokesman. Now, if you want to hire a midget to be at your function, you call this guy and he organizes them all together.
I would say, you know what? I'd love to know how much that costs. We're pretty much out of budget for the year, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I'd be willing to put up some money for that if it was reasonable.
Okay, well,
we could trade it out.
You know, I mean, seriously, how many we could get in here tomorrow?
All right, let's call the guy up. But while we do that, how about a little dialing music, please?
All right.
Greeting cards have all been sent.
Oh, no.
The Christmas rush is through.
Let me just dial the number up here, Mike.
I still have one.
Don?
Yes.
Isn't that Karen Carpenter?
Yeah.
Special.
Oh, you know what happens when you play that music.
I forgot.
Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dream, I'm Christmasing.
There's fruit cake in there.
Oh, Buzz, it doesn't need any help.
Jesus Christ.
I wish
it is the lunch hour, you know that,
don't
you? Oh, my.
I wish I were with you.
Here we go. The big, big instrumental part. There you go. Now, hold on. How about just one more? You got enough?
Oh, no. One more.
One is never
Jesus.
Enough.
Jesus.
Up top of one. You know, that's a slow one.
Yeah, a little something more.
Let's get the holiday spirit. What do you say, everybody?
Come on.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, tingling, too. Come on, for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Everybody.
Take the road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Oh, no. Oh.
happy holidays.
Wow.
Giddy up, giddy up. Your head. Oh, nice and rosy and comfy, cozy, aren't we? We're snuggled up together like the
painful.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Yes, go home a farm. It'll be the perfect ending of a birthday.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing.
Is that Richard?
Yeah, I think so.
At the fireplace.
Oh, there she is.
Watch the
show. John. Sean Carpenter. Feeling nothing in
pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie.
It'll nearly be like this.
It's not as good when they're both singing.
No. No.
It's only good when she's singing. Let's say It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
She did like it when they passed around the coffee.
What else you have on there? What are the cuts you have?
I got, let me see, Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Yeah, Deck the Halls. I mean, because you're really going to deck the halls.
That's a big, that's medley? Like a medley. Okay. God damn. Right. Christmas Waltz, Sleigh Ride, we just heard. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah, do that one. Number seven.
Number seven?
Number seven.
Yeah. Number seven.
Number seven. This will be the last one.
I think, as a matter of fact, I think the audience is starting to turn on us with this.
Hello, Pete?
No.
Yeah.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, if anybody just saw me right now, they'd think I was having a heart attack.
So is that good or bad?
Oh, it was terrible.
It was terrible. All right. Thank you, my friend Rusty. Hey, Rusty.
Rusty, what can we do for you?
Hey, Don Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
You know, I grew up to my parents playing the Carpenters all the time, and I remember, I think they had this on LP.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of it, and you know what? It's damn funny.
Okay, well, that's good. They're not turning on us yet, Don.
We're so good. The audience is split on this. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Happy holidays. Hello?
Speak to us.
Hello? Yep, hold on a second. Wrong line. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, what's going on there?
Hey.
What's up, sir?
Hi, we're on the air. Hi, what can we do for you?
Oh, we're on the air?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah, go ahead. What do you want? Come on.
I don't know. Just call and say hi.
All right. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Here we go.
Happy holidays.
You want to come? I think it might be fun.
Which one?
It looks like an up-tempo medley of Here Comes Santa Claus and Frosty the Snowman.
Ah, very good.
Okay. A little bit nice.
Two?
Yeah. Okay. Number two.
Terrific. You really ought to start the sound effects when the singing begins. Just to make it appropriate.
You got it. Happy holidays.
It adds to it.
From everyone at Infinity.
Now, where the hell is Karen Carpenter?
The hell is this?
I don't know.
How's the singing?
Is it karaoke?
Yeah. It doesn't work with instrumental.
Go back to Here Comes Santa Claus.
More instrumental.
Where are the Carpenters?
Now this is like the 1,000 strings or whatever the hell it is.
Hold on, maybe she sings on this. Where is she?
The Norm Worcester Singers.
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
That sucks. Rob went all the way to the Virgin Records last night to pick this thing up.
Waited in line 35 minutes to check out.
All right, number 11. Hold on, let me. We got to find one more good Karen Carpenter song on this damn CD.
It isn't a posthumous release, so.
Happy holidays from the Don and Mike Show, everyone.
Oh, the first snowfall of the winter. Why you should have seen the snow. It was 7 feet or more by the old barn door. Oh, the first day of the winter. What a joy for boys to be
born. Oh, God.
In the house where the sleigh that was waiting for this.
Oh, my God.
Down the road.
We haven't gotten out of middle school. You all aware of that? Oh, my God.
Oh. I'll wait till she sings again.
That works. That works because there's a little interlude where we all catch our breath.
Oh. Hold on, there she was. Hold on.
I can't smell the tree anymore. Those ones at the beginning are unbelievable.
Oh. I'm in pain.
I'm sweating. Yeah. I'm laughing so hard I'm gonna pass out.
Get away now, she's not singing.
Where do you get these new ones, fam?
We finally kissed. How are we going on? But if you'd really hold me tight, all the way home, the fire slowly dies, and my dear is still with me. As long as
you love me, oh, God, we're going to break free.
Let it snow, because we've got no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow.
Yo. Yo.
Wow.
Yo,
there she is.
I swear to God, we're going to have a fatal heart attack in here in a second.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
That's enough. That's
you know, enough. The thing that got, I calmed down, and then it was just a whole new series of sounds.
Yeah, well, we're honing and refining it for you, Mike.
He dialed it in there for a while.
Hello, Eric, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Hey.
Hey, listen, 30 seconds of her is real good, but 2 minutes and eating your lunch at the same time every day is the same thing with the bodily functions, man.
Now, listen, that's our act, man. What can I say?
Hey, that's all right. You know, we're basic, sophomores in high school. You better get used to that.
No, hello. I know that. You guys are great DJs.
Thank you.
You know, every day with the 12 o'clock lunch hour.
Yeah. All right, why don't you move your lunch hour to, like, midnight?
Hello. Johnny, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Johnny?
Hello.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. What? Hey,
still there?
What?
Oh, come on, get out of here.
God. Hey. Hello, Vinny, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on the outer loop in D.C., man. I'm about wrecked.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't think, if I heard that, you know, I'm not like, it's like we're blowing our own horn here, but if I heard that and I was behind the wheel of an automobile, I would not be able to continue. Yeah,
hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, oops, I'm sorry. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi. Wait, who's this?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, come on, guys. I am losing my lunch here. This is ridiculous. My God, you can stand in that studio this long.
Duh.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Duh.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, DA.
Bye-bye. Thanks. See you later. Bye-bye.
Say, the only thing I'm worried about, sir, is I'm worried about my health.
Did you sing on this one?
Probably not.
No, I think she will.
Really?
She sings, you know, ting ting. Gonna have to be excused. It sounds like it's another instrumental. You know what it is? It's to give a chance for Blondie to tinkle the ivories here. That's what that's for.
Tickle the tonsils,
right?
I promise.
Hella vocal.
Just a little more.
I'm hoping she doesn't sing.
I promise we'll get off this. I promise. I can't stop it, though. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody.
No, you're not.
You think?
No, that might be the song, Don. Let's get everybody in here.
Oh. You do know how to mix a cocktail.
I should be a club DJ, man.
And club mental patient.
Something bad. There's something bad about that song.
Oh, God.
Okay, stop.
Stop.
Come on.
Pick another song.
Oh, my God.
System, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
There. Cool. There's a little.
You know, that was simply going to be a lead-in to one of these phoners that we have.
A little slice of Halloween irreverence for you.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, we got a break. Half the listeners are probably happy, and the half the listeners are really sad.
I understand, Dave.
We have to a break. We'll come back and we'll talk to.
That made me sad.
We'll talk to Leah in a second. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, that's your national number. 877-365-3636. New York, 877-692-1027. And DC, we got that number working too at 202-432-1067.
Such beautiful taste. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, I'm going to try to call TV and movie star Leah Remini here in a second.
Very good. Yeah, big news for Leah.
Smells like dog food.
Oh, hold on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, it's on continuous from the Karen Carpenter thing.
Might be more like cat food.
I'm looking on the instant feedback, and I'm seeing, besides the audience is definitely split. No sign of Honor Fest.
They can't make it on time. No, they're on their way out to the lunch date. And okay, they apologize. So, I'll try and catch you later.
So the audience is split over if the Karen Carpenter thing is funny or not.
Right.
Okay, like you got Dane writes, once was funny, but you overdid it. Yeah, but I noticed, dumbass, you listened to the whole thing.
Hey, that's the way we do it. We overdo it.
Let me see. Don and Mike. You sick sons of bitches. Where do you get the idea puking is entertaining? I hope when you die, everyone that comes to pay their last respects pukes in your coffin.
My God, that's hostility.
Wow. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. It's
that's
funny.
Tasteless.
It's funny. let me see. And here's another one. Again, same guy, though. Dane, congrats on losing my ratings. I just tuned to a radio station, another radio station. This is not a good lunch hour station.
No? Well, I don't doubt that for a second. it's good if you're skipping lunch.
Jesus Christ. You know, so many people, what I'm amazed by, when we do something like that,
right?
All the people who write in to say how much they dislike it, yet they listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Sure. Well, everybody wants to conform. Everybody wants to, hey, lunch hour.
It's good to see you guys can get off by wasting a half hour of your show with a stupid Karen Carpenter bit.
Breakfast at 9, lunch at noon, dinner at 6.
Do you guys actually think this is funny?
Yes.
I mean, who do you think we are? Third graders?
Yes.
Rob from D.C., who incidentally listened to the entire bit.
We don't doubt this is juvenile. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, ladies and gentlemen. Cornerstone of the show.
No, but then we're getting, and then I should also tell you that we're getting an equal amount of, please, please, this is the best thing I've heard. Where's that belcher when you need him? Have a duet with that guy. I love the Karen Carpenter bit. Her singing sucks, even for a skinny dead chick.
Oh, my. That's hostility.
That's the only way the Karen Carpenter has ever been entertaining.
Oh, wow. man. Yeah, it goes, boy, there are no in-betweens, are there?
Seriously, this is great. Play the whole album.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so, you know, we're getting a variety of responses. Also there on the instant feedback, we get something that, that frankly pisses me off. It says, hey, Don and Mike, now you're ripping off Ron and Fez, that apparently Ron and Fez last night had some kind of a home destruction thing on their show where he had to break something to win a prize.
Did they?
And, you know, Ron and Fez were in the building. We wanted to pull them in here. The deal is that we announced that we were going to do that, like a week and a half ago,
at least. Right. And we love Ron and Fez. I mean, we don't steal from Ron and Fez.
No, and listen, I got news for you. Hello, it's not an original radio idea.
Right, exactly.
So if they did the bit last night, we won't do it today, but it certainly is not a case of us, you know, coming into town and going, hey, wow, that's great. We'll do that tomorrow.
And am I correct? Did you tell me somebody was also saying we stole Spy Report from them? Do people don't understand
that? Yeah, that's a tribute to them.
We do that, and, you know, having fun with their show, we're not making that our own, ladies and gentlemen. When we say Spy Report, we are commenting on the Ron and Fez show, idiot.
When our train gets in like a little before 7, every time we come into town, it's a foot race to get to the radio to turn on the Ron and Fez
show. We enjoy that program. Absolutely.
Amen. But I do know that if you do go back and listen, we did sell the fact that we were going to do the home destruction last week. And if they did it, that's fine. And we got plenty of other stuff we can do
today. Sit down with those boys and tell them stop listening to our show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just kidding, Ron and Fez.
Stop ripping us off.
Hey.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Hi, Marianne.
How you doing?
Okay.
I was listening to your show this morning, and when that Karen Carpenter barfing and belching and purging came up, I just couldn't deal with it. I had to change the station, and I was listening to Ron and Fez last night, and they did that smashing of items from people's homes, and I thought, that's what you're doing today. And I was just wondering, you know, it's such a coincidence that, you know, they did it last night and you're doing it today, so I was wondering.
Great minds think alike. Did you just listen to what we said?
Yeah.
That we had announced, like, last week and even on yesterday's show and the day before that we were going to be doing that.
Are you, I guess you haven't listened to the show for a long time, but you know we used to do a thing called telephone destruction on this show where people would actually put their phones in a deep fryer, run them over with a lawnmower. We've been doing that for, I think, maybe the better part of 13, 14
but it's
years.
But it's no problem if Ron and Fez did it. We wouldn't want to do the same bit as they did anyway. Right. You know.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
Well, I was just, you know, commenting on it. That's all.
Well, no, I mean, but really, you have a point to make. Make it.
No, it was just a coincidence that, you know, I heard it last night, and then you said you were going to do it today, and I thought maybe. Yeah.
Maybe what?
Because they did it, you're going to do it. I didn't, you know.
Right, yeah.
That really wouldn't make, if we knew they had done it the night before, if we were going to do it ourselves, that would be really not that smart, don't you think?
And if you would listen to our show, you could, you know, although I don't think that this is the case, you could certainly make the argument that we had announced for the last week and had been promoting the fact that we were going to do this, that, you know, they took it from us. And I don't think they took it from us.
And I'll tell you why we don't think that happened, because you know when something like that does happen, that happens because you're not monitoring the other show on the station.
Yeah, right.
It's actually the opposite, usually, of what right. you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
No.
Why?
Well, you know.
No, really, come on.
I mean, really, if that's your point, I want to understand what your mindset is.
Well, I thought, you know, my mindset is that maybe because they did it, you are going to do it. That's the only thing I thought about.
Uh-huh. And why would that be?
Well, because, you know, it was very interesting, and people are, you know, breaking up their VCRs and their TVs.
But do you really think that it would be smart for us to do something on our show the very day after they had done it? Do you think that would be smart?
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, if we were going to, you know, steal that bit, as you are
implying
in kind of a roundabout fashion, don't you think it would be better to hold off and do that at a later date?
I do.
Right.
I do.
And so,
I agree.
And what would you say if I said to you that we had been promoting that on the air for over a week, that we were going to do that? I'm not implying that Ron and Fez stole it from us.
Then how come they did it?
Because of the reason I mentioned before, that they don't monitor everything we do on this show, just
right.
like we don't listen to every moment of their show.
And honey, I got news for you. Like what Mike said, when we've been doing the thing with cell phones for 10 years, this is not an original radio bit.
I mean, but it's good. I don't doubt that it was entertaining on their show, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate they did it the night before, and, you know, that's a drag. And that actually bums us out when we hear that.
I know, because then you got to, you know, pull something else out of the hat.
Oh, yeah, boy, we have to really scramble. Yeah.
That's all right. We'll fill the time, honey. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a fan of this show?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, well, it doesn't sound like it.
I listen to Ron and Fez at 11, you know, when they come on in the evening.
Very good. Well, thank you for that. And good day to you, ma'am.
You too.
Good day to you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and also, that's right, you didn't like the Karen Carpenter bit.
No.
I forgot that, too.
You know, my stomach couldn't handle it.
Well, have a great DAB Christmas.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A little dab will do you.
Absolutely. D-A-B.
Dumbass bitch.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
What's up, my man?
Hey.
Listen, F everybody. I want to hear the Karen Carpenter bit.
Now, listen, we do that when we do that. Thank you, though, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to, who's this? Phil in Wisconsin. Phil, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Okay.
How you doing, Buzz?
Hey, good.
Hey, that was a great bit with Karen Carpenter. That made my day. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks. Well, listen,
wonderful.
You know what? Again, no offense to any of our listeners. If you don't like anything we're doing at any time.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
That, my Karen Carpenter bit.
Yeah?
Good bit.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Don?
You know.
Don?
You don't like it, change the friggin' channel.
Hey, Don?
Yeah?
Didn't I hear Ron and Fez playing Karen Carpenter last night?
Hold on now. We have a legitimate soap opera star on the phone, okay? And it's not Tim Stickney from One Life to Live.
Who would it be?
It's some guy named Scott who was on the show. Hold on. We're looking it up now on the web. He's on the show As the World Turns.
As the Worm Turns.
As the World Turns.
All right.
He's on line number 4. Are you looking him up?
Yeah.
Is he a major player on the show?
Yeah, big time.
Big time.
Big time star.
Wow. So you think a lot
is he
of
one of the hunky boys?
Would the house frows know who he is?
Yes, they would.
What's right, his well, last name?
Well, let's just talk to him. Hey, Scott.
Dano.
Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Scott, you're on As the World Turns?
I am on As the World Turns.
And what's your character on As the World Turns, Scott?
Tom Hughes, I'm the district attorney.
The DA. Oh,
ah, the DA.
That's the big character on As the World Turns.
That's an old character now.
You've been there for a while.
I've been there 15 years.
Oh, let's give him a round of applause.
Good work. Okay, now we're looking at the website now.
Does this, Scott, does this mean we are expanding our sphere of influence in the soap opera community?
I listen to you guys every day.
Oh, God. Look, I got his picture right there.
Can I take a look? Lisa, can you twist that over here?
Scott Holmes plays Tim Hughes.
There he is.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're calling to weigh in on the Karen Carpenter bit.
I am, as a matter of fact. I'm on my way home. It's not the first time I heard the bit on your show. I find it incredibly entertaining. However, I will tell you, the one that got me, I'm not a nauseous or a queasy kind of guy.
Right.
But a couple of weeks ago, when you had the dog crapping contest on.
Yes, yes.
I was looking forward to it, and I realized about halfway toward my drive, I thought, you know, there's got to be something wrong with the coffee because my stomach's getting a little queasy.
Sure.
And then when I started to actually be able to smell everything through the radio, to the point where I had to turn the radio down and roll the windows down and start drinking water, I thought that was probably the point.
You know, there's always something that particularly gets one person on the show when we do it. Everybody's got their nauseous point, and we affect many people.
Mike, as attorney,
I'm telling you, I could smell it.
As attorney Tom Hughes on As the World Turns,
yes.
Scott Holm portrays a popular character for which he won a Best Actor award from Soap Opera Update magazine.
There you go.
And a Best Supporting Actor nomination in 1997 and 1999.
All right.
Tom and his wife, Margot, recently reconciled after a long separation.
How's that going, Scott?
Oh, we're back together. You know how that goes.
That's wonderful.
Good.
Got a baby with another young girl, and we're back together with the old wife.
Now, how many on the show, and I'm not asking you in real life, Scott, how many affairs has your character had on the show?
One, and married the same woman.
Really? Wait a minute, hold on.
Hey, guys, listen, I love your show, but I'm going under the buildings here.
Okay, all right, see you later.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
I'll call you back.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
See you later, guys.
What I didn't get was the thing that's on the website. Did he reconcile with his wife in real life or his wife on the show?
It's his wife on the story. And I think he was answering my question based on his personal life. When I was asking about the... Because don't those soap guys, the characters, have like 50, 60 affairs?
He really, seriously, has only had one
relationship
on the show. Yeah.
Really?
And he produced a child, but yes. His character's a very, very good man.
15 years, that's stable.
What is that, on Channel 2? What is that?
CBS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. CBS.
One of my soaps.
Really? And so, I mean, that's a big... He's a big deal calling
yeah,
in?
Yeah, oh, yeah, good. That's all great. Right. I heard his voice. I knew it was him. It's exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Hey.
We tacked Lita onto that. This has been a good month for you. Yeah.
Hello. I'm sorry. What? What, Mark? What?
I'm sorry. We couldn't hear you. What? I'm sorry. My phone might be breaking up. I recently moved up here to Virginia, where I can hear you all on the radio. And I don't know your ages of audience or anything, but I'm 44 years old, and I love you guys.
Thank you. Well, I'm 18, and Mike is 17.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't try to hide that. There are some DJs, I love this, that I'm reading some trade magazine about, I think, a couple of disc jockeys in Dallas. Kramer and, Kramer and Twitch.
Okay. Right.
No, really. I think these are the DJs' names, Kramer and Twitch.
What are your names?
And their whole show is based on these two wild, crazy young guys who will do anything, and they say dude a lot.
I think a lot of disc jockeys, I think, you know, occasionally will try to hide their ages.
So there was an article in the Dallas newspaper when these guys got fired. They're the guys who went on the air and made the joke and said Britney Spears had been killed in a car accident, right?
Okay.
And the whole thing got written up like, you know, wild, crazy, young disc jockeys. 54 years old,
oh,
one of them, and the other one, 47.
That's very sad.
Christ, we're in our early 40s, but these guys, they are old dudes.
Well, I'm 47, and I think Charlie is a 50.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, when you get to do this in your mid-30s, then you begin to be ostracized by your peer group, and then once you approach your late 30s, you're pretty much out of any reasonable social circle around your age, you know?
But you want to look at, but really, the king of all of that is Big Bird.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, Big Bird is 50.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah, he's 50, and his haircut is like Gene Simmons. There's not Gene Simmons on the Today Show today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's still running around acting like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Wingnut. That's our other name for him, Wingnut. He's the king of that. Listen, sure. Be what you are, you know, and you say what you mean and mean what you say, yeah. And whatever that else is that I'm trying to say.
Be hello. Real.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Be old, like
keep
me.
It real.
It's all good.
Keep it real. Well, listen, we got a break. When we come back, I'm sure she was on the Ron and Fez show last night.
You loved her again.
TV's Leah Remini, although she's probably going to be pissed off because it's like an hour past when I told her we would call her.
Oh, well, she gets more beauty sleep that way.
No, she's in the car, actually.
Sleeping in the car.
Let me see. Let's call her and just see if she's ready for us.
Very good. Good idea. Because she has big news. Is she ready to go public with that news?
I think so.
Has it been confirmed?
Crap. Hey, Rob, dial this one right here. The cell one right there. The 818 number. Yeah, I don't know if she... I think she wouldn't tell me for sure.
Right.
Unless it was public.
Right.
I talked to her on the train yesterday and then passed the phone to Mike when Mike heard what I was talking about with her, and Mike got the confirmation as well.
Yeah, it's kind of cool the way you communicate with her, and I just wanted to do it for once. I won't do that once I move into your building.
That's okay.
All right.
That's okay. I don't mind the fact that, you know, that you tailgate on my building and then you tailgate on my phone call with Leah.
I know. And I haven't done that before, but I just couldn't resist. So let me talk to her. Let me talk. You were very nice about that. You normally what you'll do when I want you to do that with anybody will be a, okay, I don't, nope, they had to go.
Hello. Hey, Toots?
Yes, Tom.
Hey, hello. Now, are you pissed that we're calling late?
No, why would I be pissed?
We just wondered because we were running very late today.
We were arguing with some listeners and we ran late.
What were you arguing about?
Oh, you won't. It doesn't matter. But the point is, now we have to do commercials. So can we call you back right after the commercials?
In 9 minutes?
Yeah, call me in my cell or call me in my dressing room.
Okay, we'll call you there.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Bye-bye. There she is, soon-to-be movie star, Leah Remini.
Sure.
As heard last night on Ron and Fez. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here are your phone numbers for instant access anywhere in America. 877 365-3636. DC 202 432-1067. New York City 877-692-1027. Okay, you got Leo? Hold on. Let me get the intro ready here. This is number one. CD number one. Let me get her on the line. And you got the soap opera guy on the other phone again? What does he want now?
No, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone? Oh, you really got the Steven Undies for that guy, right?
What?
Oh, you got a big wet spot under the screener's desk there.
Little bit.
All the ladies love him. She kind of likes him.
Also human in Virginia with my wife, who apparently is also quite excited.
Well, here now joining us is a television star, soon to be a major motion picture star. Are you there, darling?
Yes, hello.
Well, here we go. Let's play her in. Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program.
I don't know how to open the trunk.
What?
She doesn't know how to open the
trunk. They wanted me to open my trunk at the gate.
Oh, are you going through
the gate already?
No, I don't.
She's going through the security again at Sony Pictures. All right, now.
This is ridiculousness.
All right, let me please play you in. Here's your intro. Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here is the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is, everybody. I think it sounds like Leah's being patted down at the security gate as we are on the phone with her right now.
I was.
There she is, TV star Leah Remini, last night. Her highly rated show, King of Queens, which is now firmly in the top 15 ratings.
Solid. I'd rent a security uniform to have the opportunity to do that.
It is a national phenomenon, and yesterday I heard the news from Leah that, in fact, I'm going to announce it. Do you mind if I announce it?
No, go ahead.
That Leah is, in fact, going to finally get a much-deserved break.
Is this the first feature?
In a major motion picture.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is it, baby.
It was bound to happen. You knew it was going to happen.
Directed.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, no, we knew it was going to happen.
Directed by a guy you've all heard of, mm-hmm. right? Ivan Reitman.
Hey. No, I don't think... No, he's not directing it, actually.
Well, is he producing it?
Yeah, I think he's producing.
And the name of the picture is Bride of Chucky 7.
What is it called?
Bride of Chucky 7. No.
Listen, at this point, I would take it.
What is
is it Puppet Master 5?
Hang on.
And Pinhead 2?
That's okay. I can't wait. Thanks.
Leprechaun 4.
What?
Pinhead 2.
What did you say?
You're being searched.
We're basically going down through the list of horror movies, you know, that have had young actresses in them. Starting actresses. That was the comedy riff that we were going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it? It was very funny.
It was. Yeah. What was the tentative working title of the movie?
Old School.
Old School. Can you give us a slight idea of what it might be about?
Well, let me read the script first.
You haven't gotten the script, so they've offered it to you sight unseen, huh?
No, actually, you know, they give you sides. Remember I explained what sides are to you guys? You remember what sides are? Okay, sides are S-I-D-E-S.
Fries, mashed potatoes, coleslaw. Those are sides, right?
Right, which would be, so you get like a portion of the script.
Ah, I got gotcha.
To audition, and those are called sides.
You have to take your clothes off?
No,
I mean in the movie.
Believe me, if it was that easy, I would have taken my clothes off a long time ago.
So you would do a nude scene in a movie?
Well, it depends who it's with.
All right, let's say it's with that fag Tom Cruise. Would you do a topless scene with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right, I guess so. It's obviously a comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
And,
I don't play, like, I mean, I play the nice girl, which is a real stretch for me. You're really going to see some acting coming out of your family.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to play the nice girl?
I don't know. I got to talk to some nice people.
Do you play, like, the friend?
No, I play, like, the love interest that moves back into town.
Wow.
And, what's the guy's name from Swingers again? I keep forgetting his name.
Okay, it's not John Favreau.
No, the good-looking guy.
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
It's Vince Vaughn.
Whoa.
No, I don't think I'm the object of his affection, but I'm somebody else's object.
Oh, wow.
Affection, but he's in it.
Still, that's
good.
Outstanding news. Now, if you don't mind me asking,
yeah.
it's your first ever movie role.
Yeah.
It's going to be a supporting actress role. How much have you talked coin with them?
Yeah, but I'm making not even half of what I make on the show.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. So you're doing
not
it just
even,
to...
Not even half.
So you're only making like $5 million.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Rob,
you don't make that much money.
Well, I'm just having fun, darling.
Rob saw you. Answer this for me. Rob saw you last week in a rerun of Who's the Boss?
Right.
Which will you make more for? Your appearance and your residuals from your appearance years ago?
On about
Who's
the same.
About the same.
You know, when it's your first film, you know, whatever they offer, you're like, okay, sure.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, so...
You know, it's a film.
So,
you know, you're trying to justify it.
You're gonna make this, and you're going to make your TV show at the same time.
Yes, so then we're going to be taping on a Sunday. Everybody's been so nice to me about it, and so is the film. Because, I mean, they can get anybody.
This is big time, Leah.
I'm really excited.
So we are excited for you.
So how jealous is Kevin?
Oh, I don't think he's jealous because he's working on a film of his own.
Oh, really?
He's actually writing it, yeah.
Yeah, but Ray, that story about him and Ray Romano has been going around for 2 years that they're writing a movie together, though.
No, I know, but thanks, Nick. But then we, then there was the strike thing was going on, so it was like, actually, I think he's writing this film with Jon Favreau.
I know that Kevin was going to be in a gay porn with Ray Romano.
He was going to what?
You know, man on man.
Gay porno?
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
Kevin and, and you know, I want just one brief, and I, you know, when I critique, I just mean it from the heart. Last night, I'm watching the King of Queens show.
Wait, if we get this connected, call me in my room, but go ahead.
I'm watching the King of Queens show, and
yeah.
It was, I'm sure you don't remember the episode. You wanted Kevin to come give a deposition.
Expert witness.
At your law firm. And,
yeah, of course
and,
I remembered. It was last night, honey.
Okay, well, I didn't know, a lot of times you don't watch your own show. And anyway,
okay.
He says to you, to get you to agree to let him do it, he says, do a strip tease for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You take off your jacket, and then underneath, like, we don't get to see you in your bra. You've got, like, a shirt
on. Okay, well, that's funny that you bring this up, because our director is right here, and I think he's to blame for that.
Because, you know, I thought,
is this the director that looks like Pete Townsend?
Yeah.
The one that hates us?
He doesn't like us?
Do you hate Don and Mike? You don't hate Don and Mike.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
He said you had a great time.
Ask him how come last night's episode he wouldn't let you get all the way down to your bra.
Why last night did you not let me get down to my bra? Or even be sexy, Rob?
You were very sexy.
Yeah.
You want to talk to the director?
Yeah, put him on.
Hold on. Rob, come here. They want to talk to you live on the radio.
Now's the chance to
pitch.
Hello,
boys.
Hi, Rob. Hey, Rob. Listen, very funny episode last night.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks.
I think I speak for America when I say we wanted to see you. We wanted to see Leah's raspberries. I mean, you got the scene where she's stripping for Kevin.
Right.
And then she takes off the jacket, and that's all she takes off.
Right. Well, we want a little mystery involved in Leah's. You know, we don't want to show everything. We got 3 more seasons or 4 more seasons to go. We got to build to it.
I understand. Right. And we understand that sitcoms can't be too sexy, but we'd like you to push that envelope a little more.
Well, it's very hard because Leah's a very sexy woman, so it's hard not to be that sexy, you know?
Right. This is true.
Damn sure.
It's too easy to just have her go for it. She would go for it if we asked her to.
Right.
How about putting Kevin, shirtless a few times in a few scenes?
Kevin topless, that'd be something.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, listen, nice talking to you. Why do you hate us?
Come on back, guys.
Oh, really? Is that an invitation?
We're talking spinoff here.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Put Leah back on, please. Bye-bye.
Okay, the phony Hollywood.
Hello?
Spinoff.
Phony Hollywood dick.
You can kiss my spinoff ass.
What?
Yeah, guy, listen, come on. You got to work with the guy, but we know what he's. He's a phony Hollywood dickweed.
He hates us.
No, he doesn't.
Listen,
he really likes you.
Seriously, here's the question. Now, we're getting to the holiday season, and this is a year that you and us, we've had ups and downs, but we
want to see naked pictures.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't even thinking of that.
Yeah, no, our question.
How about partially nude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, sure.
I mean, because that kind of.
Why are you saying, yeah, okay, sure, I'm going to send you some.
You're going to send us some partially nude?
No, I won't send you nude photos. I don't have that, but I will send you scantily clothed.
Very good.
Okay, well, the question was going to be...
She may have answered the question already.
Yeah, because our question was going to be through the year, even though this has been a year of us where we've had, back and forth, we fought a little bit, I think that we're all in agreement.
We just came up on the show the other day when we were talking about you.
That it was entirely your fault. So the question was...
Why? What? Whoa.
No, Leah, I'm kidding about that.
That's a joke.
I'm kidding.
Because in your little talk with Rob, I had just one sip of coffee, so I'm wide awake.
No, but really, we have had our ups and downs this year, and now that we're all nice and friendly.
We were just wondering, we were kind of discussing this the other day.
What you're gonna
get? Why don't you spit it out?
What are you getting us for Christmas this year?
What do you want?
We were just wondering if you'd given it any thought.
Of course I've given it thought. I didn't know if I should go funny or go nice.
Nice.
Go nice.
And like a give a real gift or give a funny gift.
No. Real gift.
Real gift. We don't like
real gift.
We don't
real
like
gift.
That. Because comedy is our life. As it is. As it is.
Okay.
As it is your life.
What do you want? Give me some options.
I would go for the picture.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for me, that's a serious.
Yeah.
It's a serious gift.
Okay.
Now,
is a bathing suit okay or no?
Now, how about this? Would you go for something like.
I'd like Hollywood. Like Hollywood outerwear.
How about
Hollywood outerwear?
Yeah.
How about
like a
what
jacket?
What the hell is that?
Like a jacket from a TV show.
How about topless, but with your hands over your raspberries?
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You know what I would like?
Happy holidays.
You know seriously what I would like?
And I'll send you back the exact same picture.
I would like an autographed photograph with a witty salutation.
With a what?
With a witty greeting. Something bitter.
I know. You said witty salutation?
Yes, a witty salutation.
That's very funny.
Like Mike, thank you. The funniest one I ever got was from Robert Goulet, who said, Mike, thanks for keeping my career dormant, Robert Goulet. And I've treasured it forever, and I know that you could come up with a witty salutation like that.
All right, I'll try to come up with something witty for you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
All right, and then for me, just the topless with the hands, just your fingers over the raspberries.
Right.
Frankly, I don't think Buzz deserves anything.
I can't say it's just going to be fingers. It might be whole hands.
Okay, all right, that's okay.
All right.
Buzz doesn't deserve anything. He hardly knows you.
Buzz might like something.
I do appreciate the boxers I got from Leah last year, though.
Buzz, I'm going to get a Dianetics book for.
Oh, great.
Ah,
very
good.
Good.
And finally, what about your man, Rob A. Spiewak?
Robbie?
Yeah.
I'd
like
to think about that one. I might get him something baby-related.
Mm. Oh, that'd be very sweet.
He wants steaks. I think he said he wants, like, Omaha steaks.
Omaha steaks.
I was kidding, of course.
I'm friggin' sweet. Oh, yeah, I just got some from Omaha. Yeah, all right. You want some Omaha steaks?
No, actually, that would be fine, or the baby gift would be lovely, too. Whatever's easiest.
I'm thinking I'm going to go baby.
That'd be great.
That's good. Yeah, go baby.
That's very sweet of me, right?
I'll send it. Is.
You know very what? Sweet of you.
Yes, it is. And what we're sending you, each and every one of us, individually, are a tasteful nude of each one of us.
Yes, okay. PG-13 nude.
PG-13.
I swear to God, if you do that, I will love you forever.
Not me. Mine's going to be X-rated.
Oh, no.
I'm going to send you one.
I dare you. Don, I dare you.
I won't send an X-rated one, but I would be willing to send a picture of myself like a Burt Reynolds shot.
I would send you a picture.
Cosmo?
Yeah.
I would send you a picture, seriously, just of my junk.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I'm not taking it.
Just of your junk?
You know, of my genitals.
Oh, my God.
How would I know if they're yours?
That's the idea.
Well, no, because I'll get a camera.
Right.
And I'll watch a movie or something.
Now you're grossing me out.
No, and I'll
what,
send
you're going to send a picture of your genitals fully turgid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How would I know that they're yours?
Because you'll see my hand by them.
Why?
My hand.
It could be anybody's hand. It could be digital. The fancy stuff you guys got at your disposal.
All right, well then,
I might send
John, either I have to see your face holding your treasures, or...
All right, if that's what you would like.
Leah, you know he's going to do that now,
I swear I'll do it.
Well, I don't know if his wife would be too appreciative of that.
Yeah, she might not like
that. No, that's right, but I'll ask her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have a good time with that.
I don't need to see it, but if I had a line, if it was you, Rob, Buzz, standing in a line holding your things, that would be funny, naked.
Like a full Monty poster?
Yeah, that would be funny.
We could do that.
We could do that.
But I'd like to show you my thing.
What we'll do is we'll just get our heads superimposed on it. You know what? I'm planning on sending Leah...
No, because I can tell if it's not you.
No, of course you could tell.
I'm planning on sending Leah a gift basket of citrus fruit.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's pleasant.
Isn't that nice?
I suppose.
That's very pleasant.
And perhaps a sensible scarf.
That's witty. All right, well, listen, darling. Please send us our gifts immediately, and we will send you your gifts immediately. We're gone after this week.
Start working on that witty salutation.
Don't forget my picture. Okay. My picture with
I'll work on that one.
The hands over the raspberries.
Please.
The baby stuff for Rob, and the L. Ron
Hubbard. The Dianetics book.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard thing. And don't forget, Lisa wants a purse.
And a picture of Jerry Stiller.
No, Rob just had to throw his last thing in. Stalker Rob.
Don't be an ass.
I'm not being an ass.
Don't be an ass, Rob.
Don't be an ass.
Don't be an ass, Rob.
Quit being an ass, Rob.
Too bad. I'm ass.
Rob,
really
shut
dope.
Up. You have a child now.
You big ass.
What a silly ass you are, Rob.
All right, listen, you movie star. Have a great holiday.
All right, I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Please send me that picture, really.
I will.
Okay, all right. Goodbye.
Bye, Leah.
Bye,
Leah.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let me tell you something about Leah Remini. Every one of us will get what we asked for.
It's true.
And I think you might have hit the jackpot.
Topless with her hands over her raspberries.
Yeah. Me with like a regular Felicity photo with a witty salutation.
Not me.
I'm getting the book.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you.
Okay, listen. Oh, hold on a second. Who is this? Shane. Hello, Shane. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Is this Shane from California?
Hello?
Yeah, Shane, hi. Well, what the hell are you... What kind of phone are you calling us on, man?
Hello?
What are you doing, riding on the train from Wild Wild West?
What's that?
Well, what can we do for you, Shane?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know. It says,
hello?
The guy's got a good story for us, I think. Shane.
Yeah, right here.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Okay, I can barely hear you guys. I'll make it short, eh? I tried to get you guys on the radio station out here in California... Tried to get him to take off Mark and Brian. Double Park got in an argument with the guy in there, and he called the cops, got a ticket for double parking in a big rig.
Really? And which station is that you went and argued on our behalf for?
Sly 96 FM. Tried to get Mark and Brian. They said you guys were fags, so let's start the argument.
Who said we're fags? Mark and Brian?
No. The DJ that works at Sly 96 there.
Is that our station?
No, it isn't, but I tried to get him put on there.
Hold on. So you mean Hold on, let me get this straight.
I don't know. This is getting
Wait a minute. You're calling.
No,
you're,
I'm not a DA. Come on.
You hear us where it? You listen to us in San Luis Obispo, California.
Yeah, I get you on Cape Clay on 99.7.
Right on KCAL FM.
So
right.
You go to another radio station
to ask. This is why, because I couldn't figure out how to get a hold of them guys. So I went to the other one.
So he goes to the other radio station
to find out how to get a hold of them.
Not just that, he pulls up to the radio station and double parks an 18-wheeler. How are you?
Yeah, and then the UPS guy couldn't get in, too. That's another thing that started yarding.
All right, your heart's in the right place, but I think you are kind of a DA. Thank you, though, my friend. Thanks for the support. We appreciate it.
It's a nice DA.
Hello.
NDA.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
WMDA.
Hello.
Hey, is it
well-meaning.
Well-meaning dumbass. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Joe in D.C. Listen, I just wanted to say something about Leah Remini. I think she's a definite PRA, and I love the way you're talking about your picture. She doesn't freak out like little Mike over there. She's talking about, how do I know it's going to be you? I just think that's awesome.
Well, how does she know it's going to be me?
Wait, hold on. We mean freak out like little Mike over there. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you got a girl over here. She's not freaking out at all. She's sitting there loving it, talking about, well, that's fine. I'll take that. Mike's in there.
Yeah, because I'm a guy, you fag.
You mean it doesn't turn you on, Mike?
Jesus, what kind of... You are the king of the KDA.
K-O-T-D-A.
You mean the thought of me sitting across from a mirror?
Taking a photograph of yourself in a state of turgidity.
That doesn't turn you on, Mike?
Yeah, boy, Leah, that didn't seem to bother Leah, but Mike's getting all uptight. Yeah, Mike's not going, yeah, Don. Yeah, watch the dirty movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Tim.
Oh, hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm wondering as you're getting older, if you're starting to lose it. You didn't think of the right thing. You should have said, hey, shouldn't it be a picture of you with your hands over her raspberries?
Yeah, hello, divorce lawyer.
There you go.
Right,
happy
goodbye.
Happy holidays, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Also, logistics. We're in New York. She's in L.A.
And like my wife's going to let me take a picture with my hands on her boobs.
Are these all people that were like in the trailer of that 18-wheeler?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I was on hold before they started talking to Leah.
Hi,
Don and Mike.
You're talking to us right now. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thank you.
I just wanted to call and say thank you. My husband turned me on to you guys a few months ago, and you guys are wonderful. My life is really stinky right now, and you guys... I turn you on for a couple hours during the day, and you make me laugh.
That's a nice compliment we get. Thank you very much.
And right. Buzz has the sexiest voice out of anything.
You had to ruin it.
God bless you. All right, Buzz, go ahead. Give her away. She's got a stinky life. Give her a little one-on-one. Send me a book, baby.
Are you guys having any contests in to give away any kids' toys for Christmas?
What?
How does she get it?
Kids' toys?
Yeah, prizes, you know. Here was that, wonderful, heartfelt...
I think we're giving away the new toy, F Me Up the A Elmo.
Huh.
I think we're giving away Suck Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Blow Me Elmo.
My husband relates with you guys. He just had a kidney stone taken out that was the size of a centimeter.
The size of a centimeter?
Wow. Yeah,
I hate those centimeters.
It took them... They had to have the lithotripsy. It took them a month and a half to get it out. They had to put a patch up in it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Listen,
happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Don.
Yeah.
I just want to say I love the show. My life's really kind of a mess right now, and it's really brightens my day. You guys are just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Thank you.
Are you giving anything away I could have? Toys? Anything?
Hey, hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. John.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for you. You want to send a picture of Jean to Leah. Here's what you ought to do. Get that picture from her first, and you can send your picture of you pleasuring yourself to her picture.
Hey, you know what? Now, listen.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a non-DA call. I mean that. This guy, this is ingenious.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, what I do is
picture of you. Sean, always proud to be a DA caller, because it's always good for a laugh or two.
Now, you're good. That's how I prove to Leah that it's me, that I get my pig.
Yep.
I take my picture while I'm pleasuring myself to the picture that she sent of me.
Wow. And then you can take both pictures when you go to jail.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Liam.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
hey, is that picture going to be available for the internet?
If I get it, if Leah gives her permission, yeah, we'll put it up on Don and Mike Fans.
And that's one like Geraldo. What's your boyfriend's name? What's Leah's boyfriend's name again?
Julio?
Julio.
What is
that?
Angelo.
That's when Angelo like gets her to have the restraining order against you. When that arrives in the mail.
We got... Yeah, he opens the mail one day. Let me see what my lovely Leah has gotten in the mail today.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, it's from her DJ friend Don. I will open it up. Oh, my God! It's his junk!
It's,
oh, no! Here's J.O.ing to her photo! Oh, that is sick! There's cottage cheese all over her face!
Hold on, we got it. You know what, Rob?
What?
You gotta back off that mic.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes that bellowing. God damn.
I'm sorry.
He loves to laugh.
I do.
Can we replay that? Do we have the... Hey, Joe, can you just back the tape up just so I can hear? I can only... I apologize to all of our listeners.
Oh, right. No.
Normally, Rob is off mic.
Rob's usually in the back of the studio. He has a microphone here.
Yeah, and he's gotta back off. Joe, can you back it up just a little bit?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here's... Listen to this bellowing cackle. Listen to this.
Oh, that is sick. There's cottage cheese all over her face.
Ah, yeah.
Hold on, we got it. You know what, Rob?
That's it.
Yeah, so proud.
Yeah. You just got to tone it... Rob, just tone it down 20%.
Yeah,
we got a break. Oh, listen, Donna Mike, newsmaker of the week. And it's not Timmy O'Bibinet pretending to be someone.
I don't know.
This is hot off today's presses. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious. But I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over it. And I couldn't. So what?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that's your national number. 877-365-3636, D.C. 202-432-1067. And from New York, much love, 877-692-1027.
Try listening in the fart sack, the Don and Mike Show.
We got three more days before the Mercedes-Benz show.
All right.
Giving away the Mercedes-Benz C230.
Golden boy.
What is up with
the
that?
The Don and Mike Show.
What is up with that?
What?
No, I was just telling the guy to shush.
Oh, I got you. I heard something go shh. Yeah. It was Buzz.
Buzz has been making... Buzz, when we come to New York, I found that Buzz makes, like, lots of little like, punctuation sounds.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Like, you said, what is that? And Buzz goes, shh.
I don't know what it was.
And it's the same kind of thing like you'd hear in a big house.
Listen, we are giving away the Mercedes C230 Compressor Sports Coupe on Friday. We only have three more keys to give away. To win your key, this is the last time you can go to the store and register. You don't have to call the show or do Dick. Just go to a Simply Wireless location.
You can do Dick if you want to.
At the Landmark Mall.
I'm sure he'd thank you.
Go to a Simply Wireless location, the Landmark Mall, second level, in Alexandria, Virginia, anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight. Just fill out the form. We'll have a random drawing, and we'll award that key on tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, we'll give away a separate key, and then we have one away on Thursday, and then all 29 people will join us on Friday. If your key starts the car,
all right,
boom, you win the car. Okay, now, this is something that just came over the Associated Press wire. Not a goof. Hold on, let me scroll down to it. Buzz, you got the story there?
It is a true story, yes.
Okay, you got...
I have it.
You got it? Because I lost it on the computer here about Arnold...
What do you got, Buzz?
About Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is a true story.
Arnold Schwarzenegger broke several ribs motorcycle riding on Sunday in California, and he says he's going to be okay, that he'll be ready to go skiing with his family this Christmas, but he does have a few broken ribs.
All right, that's the story. And joining us now... via satellite.
From his hospital.
From his hospital room.
Oh, good.
Let me just turn on the satellite and see if it's operating or not. There it is.
Oh!
Hi, Arnold.
Hi. Oh, my ribs. Don't. Oh, this is hurting. Hi. How are you? Ow, I'm a baby. Meet the pain. Hi. How are you, Don?
Hello, Arnold.
Is the satellite hookup working?
Yeah,
the,
oh, yeah, I'm hearing it fine, Arnold.
Is it working good for you?
I'm hearing it, you absolutely perfectly.
Oh, nine. Oh.
What's wrong, Arnold?
I don't want any more painkillers.
Oh, Buzz does.
Those are hurting me. Oh, ow. Ah, did I... I was bike riding with Meat Kinders. And I broke my einen ribbon. Oh, this is killing me, Don.
So, Arnold.
Jawohl.
So you're out, and what?
I decide, okay, I'll tell you the whole story, okay?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Ready? You want to hear the whole thing?
Yeah.
You think you have time?
Yes, please. Okay. I got time for you, the former biggest movie star in the world.
All right, let me tell you what happened. So I decided to take the kids out on the desert for the ride. With, I say to the kids, how about coming out with Daddy? They'll go ride those motorcycles. Those iron expensive motorcycles I bought you.
Now,
they said to me, go ahead, Papa. Let's go out and ride the motorcycles.
Now, do the Kinder...
Into desert for the Kinders.
The Kinders, do they know about your many affairs that you're banging other women besides Mommy?
Nine, I keep that from them. They don't read stupid, crazy pictures, you know, and they don't read the...
Tabloids.
Ah. And all the things that is written about the Arnold with the kids, with the women. So I says, hey, kids, how about we go out in the desert? Huh? We'll ride the motorcycles. You'll have a good time. And they said, no, Daddy, we won't do it. I said, I'm telling you. Get on your letters. Get on the leather suits that have Schwarzenegger on them, and we will go ride the motorcycles.
Evil Knievel suits you make your kids wear?
Yeah, so I said, come on, schnell! Get the motorcycle. So we go out there. Oh, that hurts my ribs. Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, ich bin einen Ribben. That is so painful. So the kid says, I says, you want to come out in the desert and ride with the motorcycle, and we go out there, and because I'm an action hero, I think I can ride good. So I'm riding in front of me, the Kinders, and they're in back of me, and the wheel on the motorcycle twists in the crazy pose because it hits a rock. And I go flying up to the air, and I come down on my side, and my ribs get broken, and I cried. I cried like a Kinder.
You cried like a child.
Yeah, you know, I thought it'd be fun. Go out, ride the motorcycle, the deserts, and go out, and I says, call the ambulance. Call the ambulance. Arnold Jr., call the ambulance. I'm in a great deal of pain, and I think I need a doctor. And so you better get the doctor to come quick, because the ribs is broken, and part of the rib was sticking through the skin.
But you're such a tough guy, Arnold.
No, mine. Maria's the tough one in the family. Otherwise, if she wasn't tough, she wouldn't put up with all the affairs. She's got a good constitution.
Hey, what's the good constitution?
Yeah.
What's the deal with her jaw, man?
Oh, she's got the Kennedy jaw. All the Kennedy women, I said to my friend down at the gym the other day, I said, you know, this is really getting tired. Look at that face. She's getting so skinny in the head. The Kennedy women, they lose all their weight in their face. And all the face weight goes to the ass.
Oh, no.
It's really disturbing because I said, look at her teeth. Her whole head is turning into a mouth of teeth, just like her mother and the sister and all the other Kennedy women. The men get better looking. The women turn into some kind of, you know, ugly creatures.
Don't the men all die?
Yeah.
Awful, hideous
deaths. Yeah, man, that's bad too. But I said, you know, what's really bad is waking up to a set of teeth each and every morning. I tell you. She's on the fast track to Eunuceville. So, there's no doubt about
Frida
it.
Frida and I went to... And listen, I don't want to upset you because I know you hate it. You hate it when I mention this guy's name.
Well, just remember, boy, that my ribs are wrapped with gauze.
Frida and I this weekend went to see the George Clooney movie,
he's Ocean's, a fake.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, that big fag. That Why do people go see his movies? He doesn't have, his biceps are the size of tiny little pieces of spaghetti.
So we went to see his movie, which incidentally you'll be glad to know I was not impressed with.
Well, that's because he's such a big pussy.
So they show the ad for your movie.
Yeah, that's the big one that's coming out. The
Collateral Damage.
Yeah, well, I played the guy that runs around through the crazy explosions.
Yeah.
That's good. I stopped doing comedies. I'm back to doing what I do, you know, for the world to see me in, which is the crazy movies with the big explosions. That's what I do. And you'll, I think if you go see this picture, you'll get the crazy shootouts that everybody wants Arnold to be in. You
if
know?
Someone goes to see this movie Collateral Damage, what will they says when they come out?
They says, I'm so angry because I want to see it again. And there's a long line. And I got to wait in line with all the people that want to see the picture.
Are you concerned?
And boy, he's pretty good even with his broken ribs.
Are you concerned that now the ad for the
but
movie...
But I didn't have the broken ribs when I did that picture.
No. I think the movie was recorded...
I have broken ribs now.
I think the movie was recorded and filmed before September 11th, that it was supposed to come out around that time, but they've waited because you're going after a terrorist. Some guy
I'd like to say something about the tragedy. That's a bad thing that happened. Thank you.
Yeah. And what have you, Arnold, what have you yourself done to help the 9/11 fund?
I have said that I will make pictures that people will go to see, and they can escape. They can escape their problems. Meet, you know, the big disasters and the terrorists that blow things up. And by going to see my pictures, they'll enjoy themselves and forget for a moment, and I'll get richer.
And what is this? Terminator 3. You're going to get $30 million freaking dollars for this movie?
I said, you want me to do it again? You want me to be the robot in Terminator? I should come up with the big bucks. I want to get more than that Puzzy Clooney.
Hey, you know, why did they just get that guy? Who's that guy I like, Rob, that was in the Fast and the Furious? The guy,
Vin Diesel?
Yeah, Vin Diesel. He'd be good as the Terminator.
Nine.
What do you mean
nine? Nine.
What do you mean nine?
Ow. Oh, meat ribs.
You don't like Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel. No one can come close to Arnold. You know, back when I was a younger man, I made pictures that looked good, like Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer and all the other pictures that I made. I've made pictures that have been seen all over the world.
How come you've never made a sequel to my favorite?
I made it. Which one?
Jingle All the Way. How come there's not been the one with you and Sinbad?
That we are in negotiations to make the picture for next Christmas, where Sinbad and I will be the fathers that are just dying to get the toy for the child. And,
what toy is that?
The Turbo Man. And I will make another movie at Christmas time. I want one with Sinbad. He's a genius, and just like I am. The thing that made Jingle All the Way great is because you had two comedy geniuses working on the same picture. Do I make sense? Do you understand?
So when do you expect to be out of the hospital with your broken ribs?
I want to get out soon, because I can't smoke a cigar, and I want to have a break because all these nurses, and they don't have big breasts. I said, get me the big breast nurses. I want the ones with the big areolas.
Now I really,
That. That's my favorite part of Einen Nipple.
I think we have people want to talk to you.
I need schnapps!
Jeff, hello, you're on with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Hey, Arnold, it's a tumor, isn't it? It's a tumor, right?
I don't have a tumor. I don't have a tumor. I've got ribs with the gauze wrapped around with the broken ribs. Don't be stupid and say I got all the crazy tumors. You're so full of crap.
Listen, I think the guy was just a fan of, what's the movie when
I
you
think
said
he
that?
Was a
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
He was a
A D.A.?
Yeah, einen
A dumbass?
Yeah, that's German for dumbass. Schnell, another call. I take another call.
You will take another call?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take the calls. I love talking life.
Okay.
It's good excitement.
Hello, you're on with Arnold Schwarzenegger, live from his hospital bed.
Wiedersehen.
Hey, Arnold.
Schnell.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question, Arnold.
Yeah, Dankeschön.
Why are you making another Terminator movie? Didn't they pretty much sum it up in the second one? Isn't this just going to be some over-the-top, expensive, suck-ass action flick?
Yeah, you can suck. I got the ass. You can suck. Okay? You know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm on all fours in my hospital bed with my broken ribs, and I'm presenting my butt to you so you can suck on it. What do you think of that, stupid listener?
I bet you wish that you'd be a movie star like Arnold. There you go. I've got my big veiny ass poked up in the air for you to kiss. Now kiss it good. There you go.
Don't just look at it.
Ah, $30 million. How'd you like to get that? That's more. He hung up because he knows that's more money than he'd see in his lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Don't just look at it.
Don't just look at it, Mr. Dumbass Listener. Eat it. Eat my. There you go, Schnell. Eat my bratwurst. There you go. You having a good time? Well, I like talking to the people. That gets me in touch with them.
All right, let's take one more call for Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Hi, you're on with the Arnold Show.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of dumb-ass Knicks. Dans.
What? Who are you talking like
oh,
that
he's talking about Lisa's boyfriend. You wouldn't get that. Let's.
I don't care about who's this. Is that Lisa, your producer?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
She having a good time?
Yeah.
You're in New York?
Yeah.
Good.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, Arnold, I worship you. You're the greatest guy in the world.
Well, that's the
finest
kind of,
actor.
That's the kind of respect that I get all over the world. Not yeah. Some of you guys saying that, suck and then the ass word.
And I respectfully want to ask you if Maria's...
About my wife.
No,
I'm
no, no,
the
no.
only one that can make the jokes.
Well, no, no.
Answer the
Maria.
Question. There was no,
no,
no bitch slap you, Arnold.
I believe he was asking a legitimate question.
If my wife has a smell down in the feminine region...
does your wife's privacy...
And does your mother smell like that, too?
My mom, okay. Oh. Look what I'm doing.
That's a very cream puff.
Hey, you. Hey, light bulb. Look what I'm doing. I'm on all fours again. And you know how high my butt is up in the air? It's letting my beanbag hang down so you can tickle that with your tongue.
Arnold, I have a pimple on my butt. You want to suck out the pus?
Hey, I don't suck anything, okay? You can come over here. Ow! Ow!
Oh, that looks like you've upset him now.
I'm eating a Dunkin' Donut cream muffin. You can
intestines and knit a scarf with it to go around my neck.
Arnold, we're about out of time to lose our satellite. I just want to know, your relatives who are Nazis, how are they?
They're fine. They always celebrate Christmas. They bury a big tree and they put the decoration over it with the iron crosses.
Isn't that a story they run in the tabloids every year? That Arnold Schwarzenegger's his father was a Nazi?
His dad was from Austria.
All the tree comes out to the ancient decorations that we have with the real one that we cut down in the Schwarzenegger forest, and then we put up the tree and decorate it with the iron crosses. That's right. It's fantastic. It's
and
great.
Last question.
Yeah.
Have you heard the story of Black Peter?
Black Peter. If he's not good, if you're not good, he'll put you in a bag and take you to Spain.
So you know about Black Peter.
Oh, I know Black Peter. He's very dangerous. But Santa Claus is good. He's the good guy. He's the good guy with the pale skin.
All right, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what can I say? You're in today's headlines with the broken ribs.
I hope you appreciate this interview since I'm in a great deal of pain.
You've been up on all fours asking our listeners to please
eat it. Eat in mine shine.
Thank you, Arnold.
Dr. Shine, a beautiful day.
Bye-bye. We've lost the satellite.
Boy, he sounds like he was very irritable.
And if you speak German, he said something at the end there.
Yeah,
you didn't that's like a tip of the hat to our German fans.
Very good.
Hey, our German money fans.
Excellent.
Our German Deutschmark fans.
Boy, he was upset.
That was Deutschmark. That entire bit was Deutschmark.
Deutschmark.
We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Gold medalist twat putters, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's us. Now, listen, we're not having our official Christmas show until Thursday. I'm going to do some of our Christmas games tomorrow.
Good.
I just want to give Ron and Fez advance warning that we're going to be doing the Honk for Cash shopping mall edition tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that Honk for Cash is something that's just on there.
Yeah, I think you're so.
Now, Rob, you got to stop that.
Okay.
You know, you got to stop that.
I'm
you're right,
sorry.
You write down stuff that we have.
I meant to get it to you during the commercial.
We
and
can't. You know we cannot mention
it
that.
It slipped my mind. Merry Christmas to all our coworkers.
There are two people who are having an affair at the radio station. And all day, Rob is writing notes.
Right.
Being the two people at the station who are having the affair.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
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 How you doing, Timmy?
Pardon me?
I got a tickle in my no-no.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Well, it's amazing the things that make us all really pay attention.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I have a tickle cap there.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thank you.
I just wanted to let you guys know this weekend I ran into an old friend of yours.
Really? Who's that?
The Sam Huff girl.
Oh, the girl who had "This is Sam Huff" actually tattooed on her privacy?
The one that says "This is Sam Huff."
Did she show you the tattoo?
Well, the way it worked out is I went to a party, Platinum Club, Friday night.
Oh, Platinum Club, right.
Right? And I'm, you know, just looking out, and I see her, and I go approach her and, you know, take her back to my place later. And just out of the blue, I'm
now
like...
Now you're lying.
No, come on. You didn't.
She's married.
You didn't bang that girl.
No, I didn't.
No, you're lying. You're setting us up. You're setting us up.
Now, is this a D's Nuts call?
Yeah.
Hello?
See?
Yeah, it's a D's Nuts call,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he's not going to win. No, he's a copycat.
D's Nuts.
He's a copycat.
Yeah, it's too late now. We already busted you on.
We busted you.
Yeah, you're up to no good.
No, you didn't. I'm not D's Nuts.
Yeah, but we busted you, so it's too late. Whatever your plan was, it's foiled.
Oh, come on, man. You know I wasn't going to pull anything on you. It's a true story.
No, come on, man.
She's newly married. She wouldn't have gone back to your place.
What's this about?
That's what you think.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
But it's okay because he said true story.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, who's this?
It's Zane.
I thought this was that same guy again.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Hey, that Karen Carpenter bit you guys did?
Yeah.
Like, it's the only time in my life I've ever been nauseated and laughing at the same time.
Isn't that a great feeling?
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friend.
That's how I live my life.
Nauseated and aroused at the same time. You know, I mentioned there are these two people at the radio station who, as far as we're concerned, are having an affair.
Yeah, everybody says no, and they would say no, but of course, it's fun to speculate.
But what they do is you see them walking in and out of the station together all the time, and they go everywhere together. And Rob has all day long been writing love notes
right.
from one to the other.
Absolutely.
And he's just written one that's written to the guy from the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, well, I'm not going to say the guy's name.
No, don't
it says,
say that.
Man.
Right.
You know, man having affair. My C word.
Right.
is full of Yorkshire pudding for you. And it's signed with the woman's name.
Right.
How can I possibly?
Yeah. No, you can't.
We cracked the microphone.
There's just no way.
And that's what it
hits
me.
And read that.
There's
just no way.
No.
No way, hey.
So anyway, listen, tomorrow we're going to be doing a lot of our...
can't be true.
A lot of our regular end-of-the-year Christmas bits tomorrow. But now we're going to go through the file and find one classic Donna Mike Christmas story and see which one you guys like.
Good.
We can relive from last year, Bob Hope's Sad Lonely Christmas.
Right.
Mike, I know that recently your wife called you Hambone.
Mm-hmm.
We can play the Dead or Alive game. We can call and see if Hambone Smith is, in fact, dead or alive.
I like that idea.
We could call Dory and Lori Chappelle, the conjoined twins we had on the show, the Siamese twins.
Lori and Reba, I think, or it's Dory and Reba. It's Lori and Reba.
To see how they are celebrating the holidays.
Boy, that would be great.
We have the guy who has Hitler's Christmas card. Going on the auction block.
I know there's one person in the studio excited about that. He's been scribbling notes all day, but now he's paused after you read that.
And some dumb doctor who says that he's counseled Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, and they're going to get a divorce.
Oh, no.
So which one would you like out of those five?
I would like to call Dory and Lori.
All right, then, Rob, please make the call.
See if they plan to be together for the holidays.
We have these guys on the show. These guys, they're girls. I know, I got it. Buzz took his funny pills again.
Buzz really makes me almost spit out my drink.
They are conjoined. They're joined at the head.
At the head. They came into the studio once, and one of the girls, either Dory or Lori, I don't remember, sang a Reba McEntire tune and wanted to be called Reba.
Yeah, wanted to be referred to as Reba.
The Chappelle House?
Here we go.
Chappelle House? Oh, no. Is there Lori or Dory there? Oh, we have the wrong number. Let me try to redial.
Okay, they've moved. Maybe they've moved.
They were the first and only Siamese twins we ever had on the
conjoined,
show.
Conjoined.
Conjoined. And they're conjoined right at the side of their heads.
Yeah.
And one of them sings.
Yeah, and one of them came in and sang us country songs.
But it ain't going to happen.
And they did ask, they did answer every question. They did answer every...
Siamese twins.
They did answer every question that we asked them, like about going to the bathroom and dating and... Now, were they 100% right in the head?
Well, no, I think that you always have, when they're joined at the head, you have one of them that
like
is
with one brain
more dominant, one more dominant, I think. But they were both very lucid. They were able to answer questions, and then I think it was Dory that did all the singing.
All right. Well, it sounds like they're out of commission.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, then the Dynamite Christmas Miracle will have to be... Well, we can see if Hambone's dead or alive.
I think we should. You want to call Hambone?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Call Hambone. Now, this is a guy we used to have on the show all the time. This is a guy who weighs over 1,000 pounds.
Right.
And what we did was we would call this guy, and one time we called him and he got very worried because the phone rang and rang and rang, and he didn't answer it. I swear to God I'm not making this up. And we called the cops because we were concerned, or we called the neighbor, somebody.
I think,
called the neighbor. They went next door, and as it turns out, Hambone had the phone underneath his ass cheek, and he could not hear the phone ring because he was sitting on it. His 1,000...
Can we just take a flash picture or something?
No, Mike, that is the sound. That's the life of the hotline.
Oh, okay.
Try to ignore it.
I'm sorry. It was just, you know, I'm still very shaken up.
About what?
I have no idea.
About what?
I don't know. That was just extremely bright. I've never seen it go off like that.
So now, anyway,
maybe
this guy,
it's the whole Hambone thing, Don.
This guy, we'll understand, because your wife called you Hambone.
Called me Hambone.
Called you Hambone.
Right before she gave me my Christmas present.
Which is?
6 more months of marriage.
Actually, I thought it was 3 with the option.
She said 3 when I talked to her on the phone today.
Oh. I'm calling for Hambone Smith. Hambone Smith?
This would be
there?
A Christmas miracle if he's alive.
No one there by the name of Smith?
Oh, well, Laurie and Dory, are they?
Everybody's
just... Have
you called for Hambone before? Okay, he was a 1,000-pound man, you see.
Is there anybody heavy that lives in the house?
Oh, you know him? Is he alive?
Is he alive?
No, he's not.
How long since the passing?
Not good news.
Oh, dear.
All right, buddy, he's no longer with us.
How about his dad's soup bone?
Yes.
How about soup bone?
How about his dad, soup bone? Is he with us?
We have his number.
Well, let's give him a call then. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll just see how Soup Bone's doing. And I guess years ago, Rob?
She had no idea. Oh. But she weighed 180.
She did.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to call Hambone Smith's dad, Soup Bone Smith.
Another big man. I mean, I believe a man who was in the 700 to 800 pound range.
Let me see. The original story says Beauty and the Beef, 1,000 pound man to wed 125 pound beauty. Half his age.
Mm-hmm.
Hambone, the late Hambone, had 70-inch thighs. Mm. When he was born, he weighed 15 pounds. At 11, he weighed 275. He has 5 chunky children. His children weighed a total of 2,165 pounds.
Wow, that's good eating.
Hambone himself weighed about 1,000. And you might remember, he's also the guy that Geraldo Rivera had lifted out of his house with a crane.
That's right.
We had him on the show that day as Geraldo was airlifting him out of the house on a crane.
I remember. Sorry it had to end that way.
Yeah. No answer.
No answer at Soup Bone.
No.
Okay.
All right, moving along.
All right, you know, we're trying for the Christmas miracle.
We are.
Rob?
Call Dr. Rankin?
No, call the guy about your Hitler Christmas card.
There you go, Rob.
Okay.
You know, these are all loose ends that we've had on the show, and now, unfortunately, we found out that Hambone is dead. He's no longer with us.
We seem to have a story that Lori and Dory, the conjoined twins, are missing, joined at the head.
Don't know. Here's a guy who says he knows when Hambone died. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, he died in 97. I remember seeing something in the papers, and then Anthony Tonight did something because Richard Simmons had been getting involved trying to get him thinner.
Right, 97? Right. God damn, it's been 4 years?
Yeah, he's been there a while.
We had lost touch.
We are not good friends. We are not.
Holidays, guys.
We're not good friends. Thank you, Tom.
Maybe there's something we could have done.
Bye-bye.
Damn it.
What, beyond our phone calls?
Yeah, something.
At that time, the great time when Geraldo was lifting out of the house on a crane.
The old lady in Kansas City, you think she's still with us?
She's Olivette dead. Spellman. Now, didn't we...
She's passed away.
We had... Mike and I already had that discussion.
Yeah, Olivette passed away a couple of years ago.
She's dead.
We're losing all our friends.
Or was it you and I that had the discussion, Rob?
You and I had that discussion.
Mike, and Mike verified what you...
Yeah, Olivette Spellman is dead.
Too bad.
But you know who might be alive?
Who?
Lean Jean. Hi, Levi. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. Calling to see if you ever sold that Hitler Christmas card. Give us a call, won't you? 703-691-1900. Ask for Rob, and Merry Christmas.
All right. There we go.
Then if we can't get through there, try the guy who says that Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are getting a divorce.
These are from like 2 years ago, so
I know.
Won't be expecting
this. This is our deadbeat file, obviously.
And then we'll have to go to the Pumpkin Picasso.
No, we've got our Bob Hope Sad Lonely Christmas. We really got to fill some time.
Very good.
We're running out of time, but I mean, we'll give you something on this break.
Let's see what happens.
But these are all stories that we wanted to. We like a nice, happy Christmas miracle.
Hi,
here.
Dr.
Happy Christmas. Merry Crimble.
He got
this
the doctor.
This is Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike Radio Show in New York and Washington, D.C. And we were going through our files, and we had on record that a couple of years ago you had the Claus's marriage being on the rocks. We were wondering if you could come on the air and comment for us. Delighted. Hang on. The next voices you hear will be Don and Mike.
All right.
You'll be on the air, Don.
Very good.
Here you go. Here's our Christmas miracle.
All right. Get ready to laugh.
All right. Here we go, everybody. Joining us now is Dr. Howard Rankin from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Hello, doctor.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. We are doing great now. I'm reading a story here that you have counseled Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and that holiday stress is causing them to fight.
Regrettably, that's the case. Yeah.
It's still the case. I know this is a couple of years old here, but
my experience working with couples, no different with Santa Claus, is, this is a problem that can be helped, but very often they just don't go away.
And also, listen to this, all of the bickering at the North Pole has made Santa and Mrs. Claus's sex life lose some of its appeal.
Sure.
Well, I think that people can understand, it's a difficult time of year, and, it's just tough.
Doc, did Mrs. Claus at any point in their relationship ever tell Santa that his Christmas gift was 6 more months of marriage? If that was the case, what would that tell Santa?
I think it would tell Santa he needed to get his act together if he wanted to stay married.
All right, touche.
Are you familiar with the work of Craig Wilson from USA Today?
No, it doesn't come to mind.
Okay. How is your partner doing?
I'm sorry?
Your relationship, is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah. It's, marriage is tough, actually, but I work at it, we work at it, we do pretty well.
Okay, well, let's cut through this, old man. I want all the kids out there, if moms and dads are in the car right now and you have little ones who believe, all the good things about Santa.
Right.
Turn the radio off for
a second.
For about 30 seconds.
We want to get serious with the doctor
just
here.
Turn it off.
I'm glad you did that.
For about 30 seconds.
Very good.
Okay. Listen, dummy.
I'm glad you're sensitive.
What is it?
Bothering you.
What the hell kind of crap is this?
What's going on? What are you doing?
Counseling Santa Claus.
Do you counsel couples?
Actually, I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, what is this crap about Santa Claus? You can't counsel Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus.
There is no Santa Claus? That's what you think.
Really?
It was obviously a fun stunt to
drum up business for a
floundering
counseling business.
I don't think anyone in my local area ever picked the story up. It was just a fun thing. Each Christmas, I tried to do a fun, politically incorrect thing. One Christmas, it was the dietary guidelines, the things that you really need to leave Santa now that he's kind of watching his weight.
Are you a psychiatrist?
I'm a clinical psychologist.
A clinical psychologist. Oh.
Yeah, and I need some light relief, as you can tell.
All right. Well, listen, moms and dads, it's okay to turn the radio back
up.
Uncle Don and Uncle Mike are done talking to the unfunny doctor now. The unfunny doctor.
All right. I guess that it's wonderful to hear that Santa and Mrs. Claus will be staying together for another Christmas, Doctor.
At least for another one.
But, Doc, can you tell us this? You mentioned that their sex life was not that great. Can you tell me, do Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, do they enjoy anal?
I can't reveal that information, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Is that privileged information?
It is, yeah.
If they do enjoy that, cough once. I guess they don't.
Does she give him oral?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Are you working on your computer, Doctor?
Are you getting an instant? You're getting an instant message from someone.
Oh, so I am.
Someone
instant
message.
Somebody warning you right now. Get off the air as soon as possible.
Does Mrs. Claus ever give oral to Santa's Yule log?
Again, that's privileged information, but I'd probably cough once if you ask me.
Cough once if Mrs. Claus...
She does do that. She does.
Girl, that's good news.
Is it true that Santa's gay and he's just using Mrs. Claus as a beard?
No, I don't think there's much chance of that.
You believe that Santa is heterosexual?
I believe so.
Very good. How about the elves? Would they be all...
They're a little story. This is a different story.
Are they fags?
Again, that's privileged information.
Do the elves ever enjoy the reindeer?
I haven't gone into it that...
Are you asking if the elves have had sex with the reindeer?
Well, it's very lonely up at the North Pole, and they're all male, to the best of my knowledge.
Hey, are you a real doctor, dude?
He's a clinical
psychologist.
Really?
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
The University of London in UK.
Enough said. Okay.
All right, now we understand.
All right, thank you.
Have a happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Crimble.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
That was great. Bye, douchebag.
I thought that went well.
Yeah. Well, we had four or five things we had unresolved. We don't know what happened to the conjoined twins. We know that Hambone is dead.
I think the good doctor was the recipient of those unresolved issues.
Yeah. The guy who has the Hitler Christmas card was not available.
We left a message. Maybe he'll call.
We left a message, yeah. And
that guy was just a douchebag.
Now let's go to Buzz Girdley. Here he is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
At one point, I thought the guy might be a fagula.
Yeah, I saw
him
too.
With the accent, which reminded me, tomorrow, it'll be a Craig Wilson day. I'll be able to read Craig Wilson's column on the air tomorrow.
Two-pair.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, 3 months later, a progress report on finding Osama.
Okay, all right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's the national number, 877-365-3636. D.C., you can call us 202-432-1067. Don and Mike Show in New York, 877-692-1027.
Cocksure Broadcasting.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Love going to the instant feedback. Hey, this is from Eddie. Hey, Don and Mike, you just did a DA move yourselves. You told the mom and dads to turn the radios up after telling them to turn it off for the kids. How the F could they turn it up if your cue was to turn it off? You get it? Then he writes dumbasses.
You heard that.
Hold on.
It's make-believe.
Do you realize Rob just gave out a phone number to reach you guys to the Hitler guy on the radio? Yeah, right. It was a business number.
Yeah, regular business.
It was the business number.
I invite you all to call us in the office.
I like people to get really into the detail of the show, though.
Now, here's a good one, though. This is from Ali in D.C. Don and Mike, why is Rob in the background asking if Lori or Dory is home? If one is there, doesn't the other have to be there, too?
Well, did you really say Lori or Dory there?
Perhaps I
did. And Mark writes, Donna, Mike, you forgot my favorite Christmas story. Take it back. Two favorite Christmas stories. Don, about your aunt French kissing you.
Annie Lola.
And Buzz, the one about going Christmas shopping with Marcia. Buzz came to work pissed off because a woman hit him with her car while he was saving a spot for Marcia.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
All right. We'll try to get to all of that stuff this week. Now let's go right to the news cubicle, and here is Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, here we are back in New York, just as we were 3 months ago today. Like today, it was a Tuesday. At 8:46 this morning, same time the first jet slammed into the first tower of the World Trade Center, the White House played the Star Spangled Banner. President Bush again asked the world to stand together against terrorism. There were 3-month observances at Ground Zero this morning.
on the space shuttle Endeavour and other places around the country and around the world. Now, the White House says it'll probably release the latest Bin Laden video later this week, possibly tomorrow.
Good.
Word is there's still debate over whether to subtitle the tape so no one can be accused of doctoring the Arabic soundtrack. Trouble is, the audio's garbled at some points, making accusations easy, since it'll be hard to translate exactly what's being said. The 40-minute home video reportedly has Bin Laden saying he was pleasantly surprised at the total destruction of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center.
I think they should play the video on TRL.
Not going to happen.
Tomorrow. That's a private joke.
Yeah, it's tough to get in there.
That's a private joke.
2,300 people were evacuated from the Delta terminals at JFK Airport last night when a passenger found a knife near the departure gate. All 2,300 people had to go through security a second time once the terminals were secure. Some outbound flights were delayed by more than 5 hours. The delay was compounded by a power failure that lasted 2 hours. Police say they don't know what caused the power failure, and they say don't know who left the knife. Where does this go?
Get to know Charlie.
Dancing Santa. The man accused of giving a heads up to O.J. Simpson about last week's federal drug and satellite raid is now facing criminal charges.
Rob Spiewak!
No, they're on their way. The man is a member of the federal grand jury tied to Operation X, and he could get 10 years in prison. He could also pay $250,000 fine. Although no drugs were found at Simpson's home, FBI agents say they have a tape of Simpson asking a massage parlor owner over the phone about buying some ecstasy.
Hey, hello. This is the OJ's. I love some X.
I recommend you take some ecstasy, Mr. Simpson.
Simpson's lawyer says OJ did not have advanced knowledge of the raid, otherwise...
Hello, doctor. This is the OJ's.
Well, hello, Mr. Simpson.
The lawyer says if OJ'd known the raid was coming, he wouldn't have been in his bathrobe and his kids wouldn't have been home at the time.
Well, if he takes this little tablet, he'll feel just fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Emery.
Hey, Emery. How's it going?
Hey, great, thanks.
I just thought it was kind of funny to think about how it took, like, Russia 20 years to try to get anyone out of Afghanistan. And it took...
In about 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, a proud American. No, that's true. That's because Russia's a half-assed country, and this is a real country. God bless America.
Amen. You are a true patriot.
They couldn't do it in 20 years. We did it in 3 months. We almost cleaned out the whole country.
How about that?
Absolutely.
Oh, and I almost forgot to mention.
Hello. This is OJ's. When can I give me some of that ecstasy?
Well, I'll send a prescription right over for you, Mr. Simpson.
Is this a doctor? Hello, this is O.J. Simpson. Is this...
If your name is Simpson, you'd be talking to me as a doctor. I'm Dr. Hibbert.
Is this the doctor from The Simpsons?
Yes, Dr. Hibbert. I'll fix you up right now.
But I'm not yellow skin. This is O.J. Simpson.
I'll tell you right now, you know what it looks like to me?
What?
Siamese twins.
I think they prefer to be called conjoined.
Yes, and hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
Hey, there can be good money in being a good second banana. Frasier's David Hyde Pierce has just become TV's first co-star to make $1 million an episode. $1 million a week. Paramount coughed up the dough to keep Pierce with the show through spring of 2004.
He's the funniest one on the show.
By a lot of lube with that.
Kelsey Grammer.
By a lot of anal ease with that.
Mr. Pierce, your anal ease is here.
But it's still OJ's.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson. I was getting David Hyde Pierce some anal ease.
Oh, that fag?
Yes, sirree.
Where my ecstasy?
It's coming there in a little bitty bottle.
Kelsey Grammer makes just over $1.5 million an episode. The 42-year-old Pierce, who plays Niles Crane, has won 3 Emmys for his 9 years on Frasier.
Turn your head and cough, Mr. Pierce.
They love him, he loves them, but a foster dad has lost custody of the 3 boys he's raised for the past 6 years in Buffalo, New York. A court has ruled the man is not able to properly care for the kids because he's too fat. He weighs 500 pounds.
Oh, my.
38-year-old Brian Jones says he doesn't know why he's gained 200 pounds in the last 2 years.
Hold on.
100 pounds a year for 2 years.
Yeah, I know how.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's eating too much and not exercising.
More biscuits?
Yes, of course.
Brian couldn't even go to last week's hearing in family court because he couldn't find any furniture delivery trucks to take him there.
Hey, we got to get this guy on the show. This guy's the new ham bone.
Yeah,
right.
You know what? His phone has been unhooked.
And fat people like to be called Zoptic, but it ain't going to happen.
Quoting Brian, I'm beyond the shame part now. I was willing to go in a Sears truck.
Hey, if you're beyond the shame part, come on the show.
Your truck is here. Time for your grocery shopping.
Brian says he's working with a personal trainer and is willing to do anything, including stomach reduction surgery, to get his weight under control.
Well, look at this. I seem to have lost my personal trainer. He's between two pillows, smothering.
There's another war being fought today between South Korea and former sex pot movie star Brigitte Bardot. The actress turned animal rights activist criticized South Koreans for eating dog meat as a delicacy. They do the same in China, Vietnam, and the Philippines.
It's good.
Now, the 67-year-old actor says she's been flooded with angry messages from South Koreans.
I've eaten hundreds of dogs in my radio career.
She says
there was a time when I worked at Apples in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I eat two or three dogs a night.
Good for you. Your standards are
sometimes
higher
sometimes during my show.
You were a gourmet. Yeah, she says she's gotten over 1,000 such messages from South Koreans, and many of them are threatening.
Sometimes I would eat a dog on the program director's desk.
Really?
When he wasn't there, when I did the night shift. Sure.
That's pretty new.
Yeah, sure.
If you've been thinking about
I had sex with No, I didn't.
All right. If you've been thinking about donating sperm to a lesbian couple, you may want to think again.
I that's where I was going after the show today.
In Sweden, well, you may want to think again, Don. In Sweden, a court has ruled that
right after I take my picture for Leah Remini.
Oh, no.
You can do kill two birds with one stone.
A Swedish court says a man who donated sperm to a lesbian couple now has to pay child support for the couple's three children. The court ruled that now that the couple has separated, the responsibility falls on the biological father.
That's why you don't do things like that.
The man, of course, has filed an appeal.
You know, that I was reading something in some press crap about Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. I mentioned yesterday earlier that I saw it and I didn't like it and Frida didn't like it. And the PR company sent over via courier an entire packet of like stuff like that's going to change my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen the movie and said I thought it sucked. One of the things in there, though, was about Brad Pitt. Who is the second star in the movie, that when he was growing up as an actor, when he was went to Hollywood and was a struggling actor, he would donate his spunk to sperm banks because you can get $200 per cupful.
That's a good deal.
And he would go all the time to pay his rent, to make his car payment, and now...
So there are a lot of little Brad Pitts running around?
Now, if you go to whatever the sperm bank is in California, you can request, and they charge hundreds of thousands, the tens of thousands of dollars...
For Brad Pitt's sperm?
For Brad Pitt's sperm.
Oh, boy.
You can also go to some place where you can get, like, Nobel Prize winners' sperm.
Yes, that's right.
They got another place where you can go, you want your kid to grow up to be like Shaq, you can get, I don't know if it's Will Chamberlain's sperm or Bill Russell have donated their sperm.
That's incredible.
But anyway, if you go to, it's some website, I'll try to find it here during the break, you can go, you can actually see how much Brad Pitt's spunk costs on the internet if you want to have a kid.
www.allthatjazz.com, but it's not jazz.
Yeah, it's jazz. If you want to get yourself a turkey baster and have yourself a little Brad Pitt.
Wow.
And we've been giving ours away.
Yeah, and that's what they sent me, because I said I didn't like Ocean's 11.
Sure.
That's what they sent me. Like that's going to win me over.
Oh, it's a good movie now.
Hey, this is OJ.
Hello, Mr. Simpson.
Where are my ecstasies?
Right down at the sperm bank.
We have to a break, Buzz.
All right.
We'll be right back.
And Mike shows.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string. Don and Mike.
All right, let's get a caller 100 before we get out of here today. Dial recklessly, everybody. National number 877-365-3636. DC 202-432-1067 in New York. 877-692-1027. I can't believe I'm looking on the instant feedback from someone in Sacramento, California. KHTK, our affiliate, it says, they're running, and it has, in quotation marks, random phone calls during commercial breaks, all saying that you should be kept on tape delay instead of being run live.
Oh, God.
You know, don't F with the show like that, KHTK.
Stop it, KHTK.
I mean, if you're going to run the show like it is, tape delay, you're not going to move the show to run it live, that's fine, but don't sabotage us by putting fake phone calls on the air during the commercial breaks.
And you're welcome for the number one ratings.
And I understand that, and so I check into this, right? I call a guy who works at another station, the station we should be on,
right.
KXOA, and he said, oh, yeah, going into stop sets, it's like, the Don and Mike Show, KHTK. And then the voice comes on and goes, we asked you what you wanted. So obviously people work at the station.
Right.
Hi, this is Fred from Sacramento. Keep Don and Mike on tape delay. We don't need them live.
KHTK listens to you.
Thank you.
Right, F you.
You.
F you, effers, pig effers.
Sausage tapes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Effers.
These are not exactly the mini nukes you asked for, but they're the next best thing. The U.S. dropped its most powerful non-nuclear weapon on a cave complex yesterday where they believe Osama bin Laden and his soldiers are making their last stand.
Go turn it into Barney Rubble.
It's a 15,000-pound Daisy Cutter, a bomb the size of a Volkswagen, so powerful it has to be dropped by parachute so the airplane has time to safely get out of harm's way.
F you, white trash.
Those who survived were flushed out of the caves and even further up the White Mountains. There, they called for a ceasefire to discuss terms of surrender.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Today, some groups of soldiers have in fact surrendered. The anti-Taliban soldiers have given the terrorists until 10:30 tonight Eastern Time to surrender or be wiped out. Here's a DA story. Here's why it's a good idea to ask questions when you have suspicions.
So let me give another answer real fast. Right. The assistant feedback. We got to go to this thing more often.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, why don't you stay on till 3? You're always off at 2:45 or 2:50. I want my extra 10 minutes. The answer to that is, you're getting your extra 10 minutes now at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we used to come on a lot later. We come on right at 11 o'clock now, and we go till the last commercial break.
Right, we used to play commercials at the beginning, and many times we wouldn't come on till
10 after.
3:15 sometimes.
Right, exactly.
So now that's how it's worked out. You're getting the same amount of show. It's just it's starting earlier and ending a little earlier. Okay, Buzz, anyway, sorry.
Why it's a good idea to ask questions when you have suspicions. A Long Island landscaper who led a church youth group has been arrested on child pornography charges. Police say they found hundreds of videos and Polaroids showing the man having sex with boys.
Yeah.
39-year-old Paul Alexander hired minors to work for his landscaping business and apparently paid extra for them to join him on film and tape. Quoting a neighbor, geez, and we used to tease him and ask what all those young boys were doing at his house.
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
The tickets are still hot for Mel Brooks' Broadway musical, The Producers. Last week, a couple apparently broke into the St. James Theater around midnight, and while rooting around the dark, empty theater, the man fell into an elevator shaft and then used his cell phone to call 911. The fireman who pulled him out asked what he was doing in the theater after hours. He says the man told him,
I'm looking for tickets.
That's what the man told him.
Thank you, Buzz.
Smell my hog, queer bait. Your mom takes it up the bung.
In sports, all-star second baseman Roberto
my bung.
Alomar is joining
Dickweed.
The New York Mets. He was part of an 8-player trade with the Cleveland Indians. Alomar hasn't played in the National League since 1990. And finally, the folks at Alka-Seltzer have named January 1st National Hangover Day.
Yeah!
They do this, of course, to get in a plug for their product, but the news release also provides some hangover cure alternatives from around the world. For example, in Puerto Rico, people swear by this one, rub lemon under your arms. And in Outer Mongolia, where they apparently really know how to party, people consider the best cure to be eating a pickled sheep's eye floating in a glass of tomato juice.
Mm. Sure, right. Tasty.
Give me a hangover. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
To Leah Remini, her show King of Queens, Monday night on CBS. Her new movie, something to do with Ivan Reitman and some guy from Swingers.
Old school.
Yes, coming out sometime soon. Now listen, tomorrow on the show, I just say it right now so that Rhonda, there's no confusion with us and Ron and Fez. Tomorrow,
right.
We're going to have Drunk Santa Claus.
Yes.
Right. Also tomorrow, we're going to have Stump the Stoop.
Very good.
Also, we're going to do Who Do You Know?
Excellent.
And no one get afraid here, but we're going to do Honk for Cash tomorrow.
Ah!
Shopping mall edition of Honk for Cash. And we give away another Mercedes-Benz key.
Very good.
That's on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Polo 100.
Right, yes you are. Hi, what's your name?
Lee.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
You, my friend, you won the DVD box set of The Sopranos, the complete second season, available now at your new video store, at a video store.
Hey, that's great. I was hoping to win a sheep die, but...
I really effed that up.
That's fine.
You won a DVD box set for The Sopranos, the complete second season, now available at your nearest video store. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. Someday I'll tell everybody why I had such an effed up day today.
I do hope you get to tell that story.
Someday. Someday I will.
Hope
someday.
So.
Someday after Bart's out of school. I'll tell you. That's it. We got to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the great phone calls. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And now, Rob.
We're glad you're here.
Rob, please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might
folks, Siegfried and Roy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.